Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Is nearly here.
I believe Mr. Roy Hill is bringing shears in as we speak. Look at those shears. Those look really, like, powerful.
I would be lying if I was to tell you now that...
If I told you I didn't feel like crap, I get a little pucker factor.
I feel 100% like crap.
I don't blame you.
You got to move me to... Charlie, do you got to move me to mic three?
Yes.
Okay. Robbie, I need you to come over here and take command of the starship, please.
Hey. Robbie has the comm. These are really powerful looking.
Of course.
It says Crewmaster.
There's no way we can stop this, is there?
Two-speed electric clipper model.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Don. Hi, how are you?
You know, it's,
this is the way I've always wanted to do the show.
If we had a board up...
I know.
This is what it would be like. I would be sitting here up front on the side with you.
Hi. How you doing?
You know, that's what I don't want to see. That's
I know. When I adjust
there's
myself.
There's a piece of wood that separates
I understand that. You don't see the lower extremities.
Hi, girls.
Let's how meet our wonderful little hairdressers.
Hi, hi. I'm crap. How are you? What's your name?
I'm Jennifer.
And?
Michael.
Jennifer, how about that? A girl named Michael.
A girl named Michael. It's a lovely name, of course. We share that name. And what salon do you lovely ladies hail from?
Antoine.
Salon Antoine?
Yeah, right here in Fairfax.
Now, is there a real Antoine that walks around going, I am Antoine, I cannot fit you in today?
No.
Does it?
He is very generous. He'll fit you in.
Does it sadden you to have to take off my beautiful hair?
Yeah,
she says, yeah.
See, I told you that they were very sweet ladies, and they were both very sensitive.
Yeah.
I heard you're very nervous about it growing back. You know, it'll grow back very quickly.
It'll grow back very quickly, she says.
There's some reassuring words. Let me get my jacket from here behind you, too.
Well, you don't want my hair over there, Mike?
No, I don't. I've got more than enough hair over
Hold
there.
Hold on, we're going to... Oh, here's a microphone for you girls to use, okay?
So you don't
very
have
good,
to
ladies. Share the microphone with me.
Now, ladies, what is the process going to be exactly? What steps are we going to go through?
Well, I have several different blades that I can, you know, shave it off with.
Keep shaving it, honey.
You can go skin, or you can go a little, you know, less than skin, or a little less than that. It's all.
Oh no, I don't think you understand.
No. The bet is that it's skin, honey.
He shaves. So after you
skin it, honey.
After you use the buzz cutter here.
That's it.
All right.
That'll go to skin.
That'll go to skin, so you don't even have to lather my head up or anything?
Oh, no. This will shave it all off.
Really? Are you kidding? It's that simple?
Oh yeah. Well, I can give you a fun little mohawk before I do that.
No,
Right, you'll say this will go right down to skin, but I mean, if you have shears, I mean, it won't be that smooth, bald look.
Well, he's going to have to use you'll have to use a razor blade. And
Charlie, did anybody brief anyone
listen,
here?
Listen, I'm here to fulfill my part of the bet today.
It's going to be...
Let me explain.
Do a patch so I can show you a demo patch.
Would you like to have a demo patch?
Sure. Do we have a drop cloth or something?
I do.
Okay, thank you. Okay, because, you know, who am I to complain if it's going to be less than down to skin? But I don't want the calls on Monday
from
people busting my balls about this.
I think you'll be pleased with the results. It's going to be...
I'm going to be pleased with the results, no matter how
great it is. I think he's going to be pleased with the results.
Excuse me. It's Charlie Stossel. Charlie, step in here for a second.
Charlie, come over here. Now, I want you to run this thing, Charlie, since you won the bet. You tell these girls what you want.
It's skin.
Yeah.
We're going, okay. Well, I'm sure she knows what she's doing. I trust her, and I'll look at the
finished
product.
It should
end up looking like Charlie.
Like me, exactly.
Charlie up on top, that's
the look we're going
for. That's the look we're going, except the total look.
Yes, the total look.
Oh,
no, I'm fine.
Doing okay?
I'm fine. I'm fine, honey. I'm just about to get my
Are those like super deluxe professional shears?
Those are heavy duty.
Wow. Could I trim my standard poodle with those?
This would be it.
You could.
Okay.
Sure.
This is my moment.
It's a little expensive tool to trim a poodle with.
I know it is. This is your moment.
Okay, well then.
Well, this is going to be over rapid fire. I thought they were going to.
Let's do it. That's fine with me.
Something to shave.
That's fine with me. Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Do it.
Don is now getting shorn.
Now, guys, hold on. Time out there, honey. You know, I got to direct every goddamn second of this show.
Sure.
Would someone get this microphone over here?
Right.
Or I'll use this microphone so we can actually hear this on the radio.
Okay. Why don't you come over here a little closer here, all right?
Okay.
And now we'll get the...
Now, these two microphones can't be right next to each other, though, right?
Okay.
Can we take pictures, too?
Of course, Charlie.
Can we put them on our website so people can come...
Charlie Broyhill, would you get this set so we could actually hear this on the radio, please? I want to do is sit here and just...
And just
be shaved.
Luxuriate in that.
Just shave me. Shave me. Oh, no, I don't want Rockhead washing this. This was not part of the deal. This was not part of the deal, no.
He has the right to veto your appearance.
Full head of hair.
Hey, let me ask you something.
I can take care of that, too.
Let me ask you something, girls. As you look at me and you look at Mike and Rob and Charlie Broyhill,
yeah.
Do you think the lad at the back of the room with the greasy hair, do you think he's the best-looking man on this show?
No.
Do you hear that? Definitely.
I definitely go for bald guys.
There you go. She likes bald guys.
Bald is sexy.
F you, Rockhead.
There you go, Rockhead.
F you. Okay, let's
you
do
ready
this.
To roll?
Yeah,
let's go.
I'm ready. If you're ready, I'm ready.
Oh, no.
Okay.
All right. She's starting on the right side.
Not too embarrassing.
Can you do a little on the other side so I can see what it looks like, please?
Mike, it'll be on your side soon enough, okay? She's cutting my freaking hair off.
The process has begun.
No, it's not hurting anything except,
I know.
My pride.
A little bit of pride comes off.
All right, all of the hairs. How are the shears working?
How are they working?
Working with the two blades running back and forth,
I was just saying, are they working well? Excuse me.
I think so.
All right. What? No, I don't need to take pictures. I'm paying attention to what's going on.
Charlie, hold on. Let's get a response from Charlie Stossel. Charlie,
how you doing, bud?
Is this what
that
you wanted?
That is acceptable.
That's
yes.
Acceptable?
That is it.
Wow.
All right.
That's what you wanted, huh? Okay.
So you're going to have some nubbins down there. Apparently no razor blade will
Mike,
be necessary.
I can't tell you because I haven't felt up there, but I'll tell you from the patch that she's cut directly above my right ear,
yes.
It feels smooth.
Can I?
Does it look goofy, Robbie?
Give me a look. All right, hold on for a second. Turn.
Rob says it's clean. Hold on. I want to turn and give Mike a look at this.
Let me see. Here we go. That's fine. That is fine. I agree. Ladies and gentlemen.
Christ. I just felt it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Jesus. Don't tell me don't touch that.
You know what? Let me tell you.
Oh, Jesus.
When I was talking a moment ago about the shaving and whether you wanted
this
it smooth.
This is the worst ever.
I've changed my opinion. I mean, but you might want to shave it smooth after you see what it looks like.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm just going back over here to the other side.
Hold on, Mike.
Right now.
Tell me what it looks like.
All right.
Like.
What I'm saying is,
before
do you know
you
what
go
I was
on,
saying?
Tell me, right. And why are you now sitting 20 feet away from me?
Just because I can't.
I don't have the DVD or anything.
No, let me tell you. When I was saying the bet is for the shave, the smooth, round look.
Right.
I was initially saying that, because to pay off on the bet.
Correct.
I now see what it looks like.
Yeah.
And now that no longer. All I'm telling you is that I don't think that's relevant any longer. You're going to have to be the judge of whether you want to shave it smooth, because believe me, the bet will be satisfied as soon as she is done with her clippers.
Really close.
It looks like a tennis ball.
It is so incredibly white. It is so snow white that it doesn't.
What my head is?
Yes, your head is very, very white.
See, that is.
Could you turn towards me again so I can just get another look at that?
That is my burden because I am naturally tan.
Oh, God.
All right,
here we go.
Let's continue. Go ahead, please continue.
Very good.
I'd rather just get it over with.
I know. I the only thing I was going to say
was
if you don't do the shaving smooth, it is the Tom Gavin.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. You're a cruel man, Mike.
I'm just trying to tell you, you want to know what it looks like. You're going to be able to see it yourself soon.
You are a cruel man. I believe I will be putting the hat on immediately.
Yes, that might be a good
forget
idea.
Forget everything that I said before.
Do we have a mirror in here? Will we have a mirror? You have a mirror.
They
okay.
have a
well,
mirror.
Wait till he's done. Wait till
no,
he's
no,
done.
No, let me take a... Stop right now, honey. Let me take a look right now and see what you're doing to me.
Now?
Yeah, let me just look now and see what you're doing to me.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. That is the worst. Now from this angle, it looks like Hitler's here. Right now. On this side, just on the right side.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Jesus, I am going to look hideous with a shave. This look is not going to work for me.
Do you understand now, seeing that, what I said about the hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Proceed.
Yeah. Keep it going.
Shave it, honey.
Of course, the other half is that you want it to grow back as soon as possible.
I know. I keep reminding myself that I could have put this off until, January 6th.
I understand.
But I'd rather just pay it off now.
Those shears, I will tell you, you didn't undersell those shears. They are pretty significant.
Ugly.
Now, you're not opening up any moles or anything on my head, are you?
I'm being careful.
How is she, Don? Does she have a sensitive, delicate hand?
Mike, I couldn't tell you because right now, underneath this smock, I'm tensed up like I've never been tensed up in my life. This is like going to the dentist times 1,000.
Well, at least you've got professional stylists in here and professional trimmers.
Welcome to maybe the worst day of my life.
This is you're a stand-up guy. You're a stand-up guy for doing this.
Well, I had no choice in the matter.
I know you had no choice. We always have to pay our best on this show.
Well, at least she's getting up by my bald spot now, so at least that's one area I don't have to worry about.
And one area that'll probably be less white than the other area. Now we're going to the top.
Really, what is the difference?
Your breathing was just like...
What is the difference in the color between my head and my face?
The color is the difference between a cup of coffee with cream and a white tennis ball.
Cup of cream with coffee.
That's right. Cup of cream with coffee.
I am like going to have to go to a friggin' tanning booth now to get my head to match my face.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea, she says, as she just continues to take my hair.
My God.
I really wanted you to win that bet. I was all for Star Wars.
She likes you, Don.
Oh, thank you.
She's
being
very sensitive.
And nothing would make me happier than watching Charlie Stossel go through this.
And how is his hair responding? Is it coarse?
I don't know, it's nice and fine.
He's got a lovely, thick, rich head of hair, right?
Yeah, no problem.
How much of my hair is gone now, Mike?
It looks like half is in the back. Charlie, do you want to stop the bet right now? Can you turn towards me just a little bit so I can see the bet?
Hold on. I'm going to show Mike what's been done thus far. Hi there. How are you? Is it that bad?
Hey, buddy.
All right, let me look in the mirror.
All right.
Okay. Oh, Trent, that's awful looking.
Yep.
That is awful looking. Oh, my God. And it feels... I will tell you what it feels like.
Yeah.
It feels like my wife's legs after my wife hasn't shaved her legs for a couple of days.
There you go.
That's the only feeling I can describe because it doesn't feel like my face.
Right.
Like the whiskers on my face.
That's true.
Oh, Jesus.
What's up, guys?
Just awful. I didn't think those clippers would get
this
much hair off.
Rob?
Yes?
Let's take a break.
Yes, let's take a break.
Much as I hate sitting here in this fashion.
And then we're going to finish the process after we take
a break. Let's take a break.
Right now.
Right now. Egghead haircut. Now, roughly half of my head is... Mike, have you seen the back of my head?
Oh, man, this looks like a scene out of The Road to Wellville.
All right, Robbie, a break, please, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sit down, Danny.
My niece is the kind of girl that has said the best for living. The last thing any of us need right now is a lot of loose talk about her behavior.
I swear I didn't tell anybody anything, sir.
Good. Danny. The most important decision you can make right now is what do you stand for, Danny? Goodness or badness?
I want to be good.
Good. Good. Very good. Are you my pal? Mr. Scholarship winner?
I'm your pal.
How about a Fresca?
Oh.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
You know, you would think that we're having naked girls in here today.
Yes.
For every person that works at this goddamn station that has come by the window and very nonchalantly wants to look in, at least I applaud the proud, bold few who have the balls to actually just come by, stick their head in, say hello, look at me, laugh at me, move on.
A lot of people sneaking around trying to see you. And right now the look is really, as I said, the road to Wellville. You have that kind of goofy, where half your hair is gone and there's a wisp of it, like, sitting on top of your head as we speak.
The girls are telling me that I have the perfect haircut to work at a Starbucks nearby.
There you go.
And you know what? Although, listen, there's nothing funny about this, but I'm looking at these kids from Texas A&M on the front page of the USA Today.
That's right. Very big tragedy.
But look at the haircuts on these dudes.
Yeah, well, you know what you
got? Very similar to what I've got right now.
It's a Marine look is what it is. You got a Marine cut. That's, you know, so far. But, I mean, you're not going to have the Marine cut when they're dead. You're going to have the, what's up, guys?
Would you please stop referring to it as a Gavin?
I must tell you, it appears at this stage of the game to be a Gavin. You're going to have to, you know, what I said to you was true. That when
I'm
you
not
get
shaving
done,
it. Okay. Let me just tell you, when I go home tonight, there's no way I'm going to be lathering up my head.
And making it smooth and making a like that. No,
I just want it to grow back. The girls told me during the break that they think within a month, a half an inch of hair would grow
then
back.
That's fine, and you'll just look a crew cut then.
And they told me eventually that maybe I could grow into a Clooney look.
Very good. Sure. Okay, that's terrific.
And thank you for patronizing me, Mike.
I appreciate it. You're the only one in the room patronizing me. Everybody else, Rob included, is looking at me I know, Rob. I look like a retard. I know it.
I will tell you this right now. I'm patronizing you because I have been in similar situations. I know that, you know, for one thing going one way or the other, I could be sitting in that chair, so that's the way I'm looking at it.
Charlie, let me ask you something. Charlie Stossel.
Yes, John.
Are you friggin' enjoying this?
This is good. This is
Do you feel like the bet is being satisfied?
The bet is being more than satisfied.
All right. Let me ask you about my beard.
Finish this.
All right, finish the hair, girls.
I want to see what it looks like.
You're a ball buster, but I will leave it.
Finish the girls.
To your discretion, I am not going to beg for my beard. I will not beg.
I don't see it until you turn. It looks like you got a full head of hair.
Hi there.
That is the look.
How you doing, Mike?
That's the look that I hope is captured on
camera. I hope is not captured on camera.
That's the in-between look.
Goodness sakes. All right, girls, let's finish this up.
All right, they're ready to proceed.
Let's get this done.
Here we go.
Get the microphone over here. For God's sakes, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to exploit it.
Absolutely. Milk it, baby.
Ow. Watch out, girl. There was a mole there. There's some kind of
mole. Is there blood?
No blood.
No blood?
Still intact.
Does my head appear to be more bumpy than the average head?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Do you think
my head is larger than the average head?
No.
Because you know when Rockhead came in here, that son of a bitch.
What did he say?
That's the first thing he said. He stood in the back of the room. He said, "Hey, man, I never knew your head was so big."
You don't look like a caricature or anything.
There you go. I don't look like a caricature or anything.
She is moving around to the other side right now.
These girls are very sweet.
Clippers are just savage.
What is the name of your business, girls?
From Salon Antoine. It's on Lee Highway in Fairfax. You can check us out online, too. SalonAntoine.com. We'll have the pictures.
No, absolutely not. That's not part of the deal, girls.
Okay.
Not part of the deal.
Okay.
Please. Christ. You know, I was telling the girls during the commercial set, I was looking down on the floor, and it looks in here like when we have cut our dog's hair.
I know.
Big clumps of gray and black hair all over the floor.
They are really going down to the bone here.
How much is left, Mike?
Just the top.
Oh, my God.
A dollop on the top.
God, they're mean to you.
Yes, they're very mean to me.
It's a mean group that we have here.
But I want to tell you something, honey. I would be mean to them if it was the other way around. There's no doubt about it.
There we go. And now, you know what? I like that look. Wait, can you hold it right there? Can we just get a comb?
Oh, this is pretty.
Can we get a comb and just...
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Is it possible that I could be humiliated anymore on today's show?
Do you have a comb where you could, like, comb it forward right now?
Just
comb it forward.
There
you go.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's what I like. All I have left
is the hair in the front of my head right now. Have I no dignity left on this friggin' show?
Oh, there we go.
Don't comb it over.
I can give it apart.
Just take it off, honey.
Right, get rid of
just
it.
Just take it off. Just cut my head off.
All right, here now we're about 2 minutes away from the really full effect.
Oh,
she's being very gentle with your head, and you seem to have a very normal shaped head.
Yeah, and you don't have a funny shaped head. It doesn't look bad.
You hear that, Rockhead?
There we go.
You hear that?
Oh my,
you moron!
Oh my, there we go.
He's making up for the last of a small head with big hair. See, you don't have that problem,
right?
What are they doing to me now, Mike?
They're taking off the last bit of your hair.
Oh my! You know, I can't even imagine. I can't. I am at a. I'm at a point. Normally, oh, there goes a big clump of hair. Normally, I'm able to describe everything.
Right.
But I can't describe to you.
Let me tell you
how I feel now, because to me, I still feel the same because I haven't seen myself with no hair yet.
I can't believe they've gotten down to the skin with those clippers. I cannot believe that.
And look at Rob's face.
It's a little socket.
I hate looking at. Oh Jesus! I didn't need.
What's
see
up,
that.
Guys?
I didn't need to see that.
That was good.
I look
bad.
I look hideous.
It does not look as bad as I thought it was going to look.
Yeah, you know what? It's better now that all the hair is gone.
Now that all the hair is gone.
You look less Gavin-like. And now she's evening it out as we speak. Almost a little more hair up on top.
Oh, my God.
There we go. You're not going to be... I've got to be honest with you. It's not even going to be able to go out with that look.
Oh, I got news for you. For the next 6 weeks, I'm not leaving the house. I mean, I got to go somewhere tomorrow night with my wife. But beyond that, and to the Redskins game on Sunday, how am I possibly going to go to the Redskins game on Sunday?
What amazes me is the different looks when they remove all...
Yeah, there's a lot of phases.
It is. Now it's kind of a different look.
Well, I know
might,
what.
You might
what is
want
a different
say,
look now?
No, well, I was saying you could go out with that, and now once you got that last little thing off, you might want to stay in the house for a while.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Okay.
You're my buddy, aren't you?
All right, turn around and face me so I can see the...
Hold
flow.
On. She's still shaving me, Mike. I don't want to move. We're almost done. Stossel says we're almost done.
Okay.
I'm just going to make sure it's even.
She's just cleaning me up right now.
Right. Boy, that takes off all the hair.
You sure do.
It's incredible.
What, Charlie? Speak up. I couldn't hear you.
It's still a nice clump of hair right in front of you. On the mic. Oh, yeah, you're going to gather this up and send it out to the fans?
Yeah, no, I'm sending it all to Leah Remini, as a matter of fact.
If you look down for the finger.
Oh, look down, okay.
I want you to have a hairy neck.
This is like the last part
you're
of a...
You're a stand-up guy. You have paid off this bet.
This is like the last part of a regular haircut.
Yeah.
Where they always tell you to lean forward. Because I certainly would not, with a shaved head, want to have hairy neck. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm Kimo Donnie.
Hi, how are you?
Is that it?
Well, I'm
going to
wipe off the little extra hairs and make sure.
They're
going to
wipe off the extra hairs.
John Pop is coming to
make sure. Well, hi, John.
Hi.
Your
son looks just like him.
There you go. It's
John,
the G-Man look.
John brought in a picture of Liddy for
you
me.
You do have the G-Man look. It doesn't look as snow white as it did before.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
There you go.
It feels awful.
You ready to take a look at the final product?
Yeah, I guess I am. Let me ask Stossel, before I look at it, and you know what? I want a judgment now before I look at it. You've seen me go through this now.
Yeah.
The beard.
I'm happy.
So I can keep the beard?
Keep the beard.
It keeps the beard, Charlie.
Mercy. Thank you, Charlie.
He shows mercy at the nth hour right there.
I would have given it.
Well, I know you would
have. I would have demanded it.
But this is gone. I'm happy.
No need
to bring it down any further.
Hi, Mike. Okay. All right, then give me the mirror.
There's the full effect.
Let me see, honey.
All right, there we go. And...
I swear to God, I'm a monster. I am 100% a monster. Would you stop that, please?
I'm sorry.
I really... Jesus Christ.
Hi, Billy.
No,
I want to tell you something.
You like it now, don't you?
That looks,
it's a little Goldberg. Goldberg-ish.
What's up, guys?
Not as bad, though, as you thought, is it? As I said all along.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it honestly is. But what choice do I have other than try to put a positive spin on it? My friggin' head is shaved.
All your hair is gone.
I have no hair on my head at all.
Those shears, you were right about those shears.
100%
that right
done.
That's
all
amazing.
Right. All of you, get out of here now.
There it is.
Girls, thank you. Another plug for your place?
Salon Antoine
in Fairfax, Virginia.
They did a fantastic job. They were very gentle.
They were very nice.
Your hat.
I have my
baseball cap. Let's see how it looks with the hat.
You look fine.
How does it look with a cap, Mike? How do I look?
It looks fine.
Hi, buddy.
Stretch it down your head a little more.
It looks fine.
From the back. Put the hat on.
Let's see from the back.
Yeah. All right. Absolutely. You guys are merciless.
Here we go. Yeah.
That's the look.
It has has been satisfied.
Okay.
I hereby declare the bet.
Nice job.
Satisfied.
So, Charlie, you're happy with this end result?
I'm happy with this.
All right, go to your hockey game.
All right,
get out of here. Goodbye.
Later.
Goodbye, Charlie.
Bye, Charlie.
Thank you for allowing me to keep my beard, Charlie. And thank you, girls. Mike, they're going to take the protective smock off me now.
Now it's a different look. You know, as you, you know, as you have the smock taken off, everything, it looks, yeah, you look like a wrestler.
Let me take that hat off now.
All right, there you go.
Howdy.
Jesus.
How ridiculous do I look?
Oh, my God.
You know, I'm going to walk over to the regular control board right now.
I will tell you.
See myself in the window then.
When I first saw the white sign.
Cheers.
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. There you go.
I need the microphone, right?
All right. Yeah, it's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Yeah. It's true.
It's not as bad as I thought. It really isn't. How does it feel? Does it feel good?
It feels like my... I like that it feels like my wife's legs when she hasn't shaved them for a couple of days.
It doesn't. It doesn't look as bad as I thought it would look. It really doesn't.
You're not the guy...
with the head.
I know. I'm telling you, I'm looking at myself right now.
Right.
And you know the worst part, like when I frown
mm-hmm.
or when I raise my eyebrows...
Right.
I see, like, all the little veins now on top of my head.
Can I tell you? Because remember when I had to, I didn't have it, obviously, all shaved off. But when I cut my hair off, when I shaved it right down to, like, a quarter of an inch.
Yes.
You know, what you're going to enjoy is, you know, hygiene.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to really enjoy the hygiene benefits. And I would
note
those
more,
hygiene benefits.
No more shampoo time.
Yeah, no shampoo. You jump in the shower, and you jump right back out, and you're ready to go.
Robbie, who is on the telephone?
Mrs. Geronimo is on the
phone. Here she is.
Okay. Hello, darling.
Hello, boo-boo.
Hi, baby. Well, it's done.
I know you're really tired from your appearance last night, and if you don't feel like driving all the way home tonight, or say for the next night, and for about 6 weeks, I would understand.
Wow, she doesn't like the idea of you without hair.
I told you, she's already told me I'm cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. There will be no sex.
I think you're
no hair equals no sex.
I want to hear from Frida on Monday's show because
right.
I think I'm going to be interested to hear what she has to say because I don't think it's all that big a deal.
Visualize how you look.
I want to tell you something, honey. Hold on. Let me tell you something. The weirdest thing is when I just moved
mm-hmm.
to go pick up a tape,
mm-hmm.
and I can actually feel the breeze on the back of my head.
I
swear to God,
all that hair is gone.
Oh my God.
The back of the head probably looks. From the front, you look a lot better.
My mother tried to cheer me up and tried to convince me that you'd look kind of Yul Brynner-ish, like the King of Science.
Oh, that is not a healthy compliment
et cetera,
either.
Et cetera, et cetera.
There is nothing that can be said that can put a positive spin on this.
No, and I'm just upset that we made plans to go out with friends tomorrow because really,
oh, you know, that's all you care about.
Because, really,
okay, cancel the plans.
No, no.
Go without me.
You know, I just am going to be not.
You.
Not that proud to be seen with you. Of course, me.
All about you.
You deserve no sympathy. It was a bet.
Okay.
Oh.
I love you. Come on, tell me you love me. Leah's on the other line. She wants to talk to me.
Leah is welcome to you.
Ah, hold on. The phone just crapped out. What did you just say?
Is welcome to you.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, honey.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Boo. Goodbye.
Bye. Okay. Hi, honey.
Don't do it.
It's too late.
It's done,
it's
Leah.
Done.
Oh.
Leah's
hair
done.
Is all over the floor of
it's
the studio.
Gone. Thank God there's a woman out there who commiserates, though, for me.
Yes, she's
thank
your buddy.
God.
She is your buddy.
Leah, you will not believe the conversation I just had with Frida.
Why is she mad at you?
2 seconds ago. Oh, she's pissed at me.
Why? Because you did it?
Yeah.
Oh, honey.
Oh, listen.
Oh, listen to this.
Honey.
You know, this makes it worth
I'm
it.
I'm sorry. Now you have two women.
Yeah.
I'm mad at you.
Are you mad at him, Leah?
I'm not mad at him. I just feel like, you know, this is very important to men, is their hair, no?
Yes. Well, Leah, I had to. I like I told you.
I hope that your fans appreciate what you do for your art, buddy.
There you go.
I'm sure that they will find some way to turn it around on me, Leah.
No. This is something,
you know,
this
when you,
is something that your fans are really going to appreciate, that you keep your word and you're willing to shave your head.
You know, when you turn sideways, there's one tiny strand of hair that's kind of sticking out where they missed it.
Has she seen it?
Oh, my wife?
Yeah.
No, oh, no, she just called in from the car.
And you're not going to get any tonight, that's for sure.
Listen, I got news for you.
What?
You don't know. I'm not getting any until it grows back.
Right.
I mean, she's already told me that.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
I mean, I haven't seen it, but it's brutal when somebody shaves their head.
Are you going to send Leah a photograph?
If she would like a photo,
would
Leah
you like
be...
a photo, Leah?
I don't know if I'm particularly wanting that.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I don't know if I particularly want her to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if I want to see you this way.
I would rather have Leah see me with my beautiful Fabio-like hair.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, I think so. I think it's best that we are 3,000 miles apart now, my love.
I think so, too. Angelo just walked in.
How's Angelo doing?
Don and Mike.
How's his hair?
His hair is slamming.
Yeah, I'm
my
sure
baby's
it is.
Got some slamming hair.
Mm-hmm. I'm yeah. sure it
if
is.
He, if he ever shaved it, I'd have to leave him.
Really? And he does have a big, thick head of hair.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He does. Yes, he does.
Very
but
curly, very pubic-like.
Honey, if you get a role where you shave your head, I cannot be with you for those weeks. Okay? Well, that's good. I'm doing an interview. They're calling for me. I'm having fights on the set today.
Is it a bad
Why?
Day on the set?
Why?
Because they don't give me any time to get ready, and then they tell me, you know, I have to wait 15 minutes, and then when I wait 15 minutes, and they call me and say, we're ready for you.
Aren't you
and
guys,
then they go out there and they say, oh, we're waiting on Leah.
Aren't you guys taping today?
Yeah.
At what time, how long before you tape?
3 hours.
3 hours.
So what, did Angelo come to work with you today?
No, Angelo just came to hang out with me for a little while.
Oh, that's nice. That's
and
nice.
Be supportive of me.
That's nice.
Because we're interacting.
That's cool.
I wish
he's
I...
saying he's interested in his woman today for some reason.
I wish I had a mate who cared about me.
Schmuck. Oh, can I say that on the... I'm talking to Karina's in the room now.
Why? What does she do?
Well, she just said something out loud that she shouldn't have said out loud.
Oh.
She's such an idiot.
Say hi to Karina for us.
Karina, I'm Don and Mike. Say hello.
Hi, baby.
Oh, hi, baby.
What are you saying?
Yeah. Okay, Leah.
The
I...
mouth. What?
All right, I got to go.
Is it going to be a funny show tonight, Leah?
I got to go look at myself.
Like, don't do that to yourself.
I have to.
Look, just, right. We don't worry. I was just asking if it's going to be a funny show tonight. You know, it
actually,
looks
it's
fine.
A very funny show tonight.
Good.
Yes, it's very funny.
Excellent. You know, normally I would not cut Leah off at any point.
I understand.
But understand.
That.
Leah, your call happened 10 minutes after I got my haircut. I have not yet...
He hasn't gotten the full mirror
look.
Look
at it.
I've not actually seen it yet.
All right. But so I'm going to talk to you Tuesday, yes?
No, we're going to talk to you Monday to hype up the show.
Right. Okay, talk to you Monday.
Because we want all of our listeners... I mean, this is the most important
episode.
And my
episode. Condolences.
Thank
you. Your head of hair.
Thank you.
Once was.
Thank you. My true love, Leah Remini.
All
thank
right,
you.
Baby.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Bye, Leah. Have a good
bye,
weekend. Hey, does she care?
She cares more than my wife cares.
I'll tell you that. I've already gotten used to it. I've already gotten totally used to it.
Let me call the second Mrs. and see what she thinks about the third Mrs.
It's going to be really weird looking at the back of that head.
Yeah,
it
the back is
really
the,
different.
I don't ever see the back. I can handle the front.
It's easy for her to be nice. She's in California. You know, I'd be sweet to you, too, and call you honey if I didn't have to see you in an hour.
Okay.
All right, Boo.
Okay.
All right. I love you anyway.
Well, thank
you. Oh, there you go. That's what he needed.
You thank
love him.
You.
Bald or with hair, you love your man.
I've loved him through some goofy looks. I've got publicity pictures when he had the real wrestler look, the short in front and the long in back that he could put in a ponytail.
But, honey, there's nothing worse than this, though.
I've stayed with you for some bad look.
This is the worst ever, though. I'm telling you.
I think it looks tough. You look
I'm
tough
really
guy.
A monster
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and
frown.
Unfortunately, since I'm not as young as I used to be, I can't claim it's the time of the month anymore. So, you know.
Hey,
I mean,
listen, don't worry. Just do me this. Just do not complain when you get the DirecTV bill next month and you see that every day I've ordered a porno. Okay?
You know, I don't even know why you have to look at pornos, because what you'll be seeing in that porno magazine, I mean, in the porno movies, will look like your head.
Oh, he is cold.
She is cold.
You're the
you
worst.
You look like a giant phallic symbol just walking around.
Oh, all right, goodbye, honey.
All right, goodbye, man. Boo.
Goodbye.
Oh, there you go. My two wives.
So you haven't gotten a real look in the full-size mirror.
Uh-oh.
Might have to follow you down the hallway for that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll share that with you.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
I'm convinced Leah loves me now, incidentally.
Well, she does.
She must. If it was ever in doubt.
That pesky Angelo had to walk in right in the middle of the...
Son of a bitch with his beautiful hair. You wait till my hair grows back, Mike.
Slamming hair, according to Leah.
He's just wait till my hair grows back.
That's right. That's when Leah finally confesses her true love for you.
Christ, I'm a mess. Oh, feels so weird.
But you're going to enjoy that. I mean, in the morning, tomorrow morning when you get up, you know, it's not like you have to worry about headphone head or hat head, right. You know, or bed head.
That's true, but still it doesn't balance it out.
It doesn't,
but I appreciate the sentiment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It understands this time. It's wonderful.
Frankenstein, Frankenstein, where is it? Where is it?
Oh, quiet, you fool! Get away with that torch.
The next person that says to me, it doesn't look that bad. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, from Tammy is a sweet girl,
right.
And I think that maybe she really meant it.
Yes, Tammy's the first person that made me really laugh out loud. It was just because the reaction was, you know, it's like her reaction was so quick, and she was being supportive. She was being.
I know she wasn't. I know she didn't mean
she
it.
She told me I looked like a fag after I started laughing when she was speaking to you. So I mean, that was it.
I appreciate
she was compensating for you know, the way you feel.
To be fair, I appreciate Tammy's sentiment. Frankly, I was being patronized by Jeremy Coleman.
That's true.
When he said, it really doesn't look that bad. Then I came down the hall and I saw Eric Bickle and he said, take the hat off. I took the hat off. I tipped my hat to him and he says,
sure.
Hey, you know what? It doesn't look that bad. You know, hey, everybody, if it really doesn't look that bad, why don't you all get your head shaved like me?
From the front, it doesn't look half bad. There you go. I said it again. From the back, maybe we can get a cane for you.
And from Mike, I keep getting this. It's interesting. It changes every time I look at you. It's interesting.
Yeah. Baldy, baldy. Is that what you want? I mean, you know.
No.
I just think, really, because, I mean, when I gave myself that buzz cut, It was
nothing
No, I guess you're right.
A short haircut, and I've had a short haircut, is nothing like this. Although, I'll be honest with you, when I went into the bathroom with Mike to look at it in the mirror, and I'd only seen myself like in the reflection of the window.
Right. He paused before he took the hat off and turned toward the mirror, rubbed his eyes, and then
I looked at the
revealed.
First thing I did was laugh.
Yeah.
Because it looks like I have a goddamn skin wig on.
That's right.
You know, I mean, it looks like what I would dress like Jean-Luc Picard.
It's amazing that those shears got down to skin like that. That's truly amazing.
Christ.
And this would be a good time to put on the uniform again.
And now when I see myself like in the reflection.
Right.
It looks like Liddy's head.
Yeah, it does.
That's
it
the
does.
Other thing, I think, that it, with the lights shining off, it looks just like G. Gordon Liddy's head.
It is. You know, but if you get some color on top of the head. But it does, the one thing...
Don, baby, how's it going?
When they first did the strip, I thought it was going to be a lot whiter up on top. It's not as white as it was.
Yeah, the
it's
color not, difference
well,
is
then why
very
did you
minor.
Just, why did you just tell me during the break that I should spend some time outside this weekend?
Because it would even up the whole skull.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
And it'll be interesting to see how quickly it goes back.
My head grows.
It's hard not. I will tell you this. It is hard not to stare at.
Yeah, I know.
Just
go
to
ahead.
Stare at you like you would stare at a freak. It is. It's very difficult not to do that.
I accept it.
And you see, when you laugh like that, you see the veins in your head.
Oh,
shit. Oh, you do.
You do.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did. Now he's putting his hand over it.
Now you are making me cover my head. You have to wear a bag to work now.
If you get really angry, oh, my God. I mean, it'll be interesting.
It might happen before the end of today's show.
It's right up there.
Just keep pushing.
It's way up there. I don't think it looks as bad as...
Really?
As some people would say.
Stop saying that.
What the hell do you want me to say?
Nothing.
I got a comment on it.
Okay.
It looks terminally goofy. No, it's fine.
You know, I would accept terminally goofy more than, you know what? Not as bad as I thought. Not as
that
bad
is the
as... That's the one I'm sick of hearing of already.
Okay, but that's what everybody's saying because they're probably... I thought it would be... I really, frankly, thought it would be a little more out there.
How could it be more out there? I got my goddamn head shaved.
I thought your head would be a lot whiter. I thought it would like be a... I thought there would be like a line here.
This
it would be like white.
This is not enough
for
you?
Again. Turn around. Yeah, that's funny this for
is,
me.
This is not enough for you, Mike?
No, it's fine.
You know what my head looks like now? You ever see a movie where they would like shave a Barbie doll's head?
Yes, or shave the prisoner before they were going to execute it?
Oh. Yeah.
That's what it looks
right.
like.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
But how does it feel? Physically, how does it feel?
It feels weird.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. I would think it'd be a good feeling.
Even when I move my head back,
you feel the breeze
like this. Yeah, I can actually feel the breeze on the back.
Now, are we going to do anything with that hair?
Leah told Charlie that she really would like some of the hair mailed to her.
Okay, we can do that.
Some of my longer locks of hair.
There it is.
And beyond that, just leave it in the studio. Add it to the collection of DNA in the studio.
There it is.
Okay. Oh, call her 100 times.
Yes, we have to give away a prize.
Forgot about that. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
If I call 100?
Yes, you are. What is your name, my friend?
Pat.
Pat. Where are you from, Pat?
Rochester, New York.
Caller number 100 listening on WHTK, Rochester. You've won a DVD player and a DVD box set. Maybe the best box set we've given away today, the Al Pacino collection.
Oh, fantastic. Man, I'd love to have that myself.
Every Al Pacino movie from DVDExpress.com.
That's a great price.
Get big savings on thousands of the hottest movies, music, and games, DVDExpress.com. Why are you twirling the pen like that?
I always do this. Do not get paranoid now. That is what I sit here, and I've been doing this since the beginning of the show today. I do it all the time.
Okay.
You never notice it before.
DVDExpress.com. Take Hollywood home for the holidays. Are you ready for secret sound number 7?
Yes, sir.
Do you think you have an idea?
I believe I do.
I just want to tell everybody, I give everybody a hint right here. It's not a cue ball.
I've been there before.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not a bald eagle. All right, I'll try to get it off my mind right now.
Okay, thank you, Shecky.
Very good.
Thank you, Giggles. Giggles O'Mara.
Okay, stop it.
Okay, that's all right.
Okay.
I would be doing it to you.
I know.
You know I would.
I'm just doing my job.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
You'll play for $1,000.
Okay.
Because frankly, I think everybody at this point should be as miserable as me.
I just want the show to be over right now.
Hey, listen, I'm not here saying, boy, I hope we go to 8 o'clock tonight.
I know you do.
You know what I mean?
I know.
I can't wait to get in my car and put a different hat on. Okay, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
You'll play for $1,000, the pedestrian amount.
Okay.
Secret sound number 7, we'll play it for you, then we give you 15 seconds. You can't.
I'm fine.
You can't even look at me.
Yes, of course I can. Of course. You had a super short haircut. You did. You had a super short. It's
my, this is different.
I know. This is this is down to skin. Skin. But I will tell you one thing, and this is honest, and this will make you feel better.
What?
If he had told you to take the beard off, that would have been, I mean, it would have been a little slice of hell.
Yeah,
It really would. The beard at least saves some dignity.
Mm-hmm. I would have done it, though.
I know.
I would have done it.
I understand that.
That son of a bitch. Nobody questioned my balls! At least I still have hair in my balls.
There you go. Maybe you can take some of the hair down there and put it up on top. The look that I enjoyed the most was when you had it right up on the front when I asked him to comb it forward.
I know.
That I will always remember.
I know. That was the supreme idiot.
Just a tuft.
That
was like right out of Dr. Seuss.
That was like mental patient haircut time. All right, are you ready, sir?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you know what? I've just figured out what the haircut looked like that I had there, what Mike is talking about.
Yeah.
If anybody has seen the movie The Fifth Element.
Right.
The bad guy in the movie The Fifth Element.
Right.
He has like a piece of plastic over the top of his head.
Right.
And then he has just like a patch of hair coming out.
Just a little wisp of hair coming out.
That's exactly what I had.
Right.
That was the look. Okay, Secret Sound 7. $1,000.
I just did it for real, didn't I?
Yeah,
I was just staring at your head, and I turned away when you looked at me.
You're going to make it very uncomfortable for me to
I'm
do this show.
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
Do I have to get you some sunglasses?
No, that would be nice, but they're not available so well. Let's proceed, shall we?
Rob, why don't we turn the lights down? Why don't you fix the lights the way they normally are on Mike's side of the room? Turn the lights back down to the normal level.
There we go.
Thank you. That's better. Thank you.
That's better.
See, right there, that was wrong to begin with.
Yeah, okay, that's why I thought it wasn't just your head, it was the
light.
The lighting was wrong.
Sure. All the lights were wrong because the cameras and stuff.
That is absolutely true.
I have never seen you twirl a pen.
I twirl stuff constantly over here.
No, you don't.
It's one of my nervous little habits.
No, you don't. You're twirling the pen because I'm shaved.
No.
Yes.
Absolutely untrue. I'll put it down. I won't twirl it anymore.
Okay, caller number 100. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
You play for $1,000. Please don't answer until Mike sings like Hank Hill. Hi, Mike.
This is weird because it's a
building thing. I don't know. I'm catching myself by surprise right now. It's just, it's becoming funnier to me. I think
I'm glad.
I'm sorry.
That's great news.
Oh, my God.
Great news.
Buzz, what goes through your mind when you sit there like the Sphinx? I'm curious sometimes.
I'm going to say something that's going to upset somebody, and I don't want to do that. But
be honest.
Well, first of all, it doesn't look as bad as I thought it was going to.
Okay, well, that's just a variation.
Right.
Okay, but tell me what you really think.
From the front, it's not that disturbing. From the side, a little more disturbing. From the back, I find it very disconcerting.
Disturbing.
Why do you find it disturbing? Well, you know, because we all have sort of a crease at the back of our head, and it's just, there's no hair back there, and I'm not used to seeing that on you. I, too, thought you had a beautiful head of hair.
This is, you're a stand-up guy
you
for paying off this bet.
You are.
It is getting, going away, and I'm realizing.
I have reached the lowest of lows when Buzz is busting my balls.
No, I'm not.
You know,
I'm,
that's all right, Buzz. That's all right. Take your shot. I asked for it. I asked you what you thought.
That's what we all said. I think everybody agrees that from the back it is a little more. But hey, man, that's what hats were invented for.
Yeah, okay.
And I do think it's good. I would say that within 2 weeks you're going to have a better look because your hair is going to come back in next.
Right.
Remember I said this, and remember, 2 weeks from today that I said this.
And remember that tonight I'm going to go home and hang myself.
No.
And remember to find a nice, cool gun.
That's right. Oh.
Speaking of that, Rod Steiger has the same.
And remember the comment that put me over the edge was, it's disturbing. The back of my head is disturbing.
Disconcerting.
Put that on my gravestone.
It's disturbing.
It's disconcerting.
But I've gotten used to it from the front now. I have completely gotten used to it from the front.
Well, great.
There you go.
So then I'll just turn around.
You may just want to face people.
And let you look at me from the rear. Do you find it disconcerting also, Mike?
Oh, but worse than that. It's disturbing, I guess, which is a lesser word.
Disturbing, I think, is more severe than disconcerting.
That's what I said before, disturbing from the back. From the back, it really is.
Why so? Let me turn around.
Why so disturbing?
You tell him why it's disturbing.
Yeah, well, it's because it just looks different.
Why?
It looks... From the front, you know what it is? From the front, you've got a tan on your forehead, and it went up high. From the back, it looks a lot whiter, like eggshell white from the back. That's the only thing. But it'll be over in a few weeks.
Hi there.
Hi. How are you?
Hi there. Rob, how are you enjoying the view from the back of the room since you get to see the back
of
my head?
You tell them why it's disturbing. You know, Burbank, I tell you, man, I swear to God, I don't want to get in the ass-kiss battle with you any day.
I think it is a little disturbing, and I think it's because to me it looks like something unhealthy. I mean, anytime you see someone,
we have a new winner.
We have a winner. I don't mean that.
Turn your microphone off. Goodbye. Goodbye. No, I don't want it. No.
Oh my God.
Go to the back of the room and look at my unhealthy head. Look at the back of my unhealthy head.
I don't know why this is now happening. This is now, it's like the reaction.
Because it's this show.
It's an adjustment.
Right. Whatever.
Disconcerting. Disturbing. Unhealthy. It's white like an egg.
I'm done. I'm not saying anything more about your head.
Don't lie to me. You're not close to being done.
I'm not going
to
say anything
more. You're not done.
On this show, I will not say anything more about your head.
On this show, I will not say anything more about your head. I would.
Well, I'm going to go home and tell my wife.
I know.
I'm just going to tell her, what it looks like, but I'm shutting up.
Listen.
I'm going to shut up because I think you have taken enough crap over your head, and I think it's time for everybody just to shut the F up about your head, because there's no good that can come of it. That is all.
Sure there is, Mike. Sure there is. I'll get so mad that, the big vein will appear in my forehead. Sure there is. There's more good stuff to come.
Yeah, let me tell you one last thing.
What did I tell you?
You had said the other day you're not going to go out or anything like that. What you want
to
do...
I'm not. I'm a recluse. Now, I have to go to the Redskins game on Sunday.
What I would do, seriously, what I would do... There's only one major thing that has to be done here. The thing that makes it look more dramatic is not the fact that you have shaved your head. It's the fact that you have shaved your head, exposing skin that does not match the rest of your head. So if you can get out in the sun and just get an even, it'll look definitely... It will look better.
I'll go to the beach this week. That's what I'll do.
Or if you went like to... You know, I know you wouldn't ever go to a tanning salon, you know...
I'll just deal with it.
Yeah.
I'll just deal with it.
Okay, that's what I was going to suggest.
See if there's a freak show coming through town. Maybe the Clyde Baby Cole Brothers Circus is coming through town this weekend. Maybe I'll just hook up with them. See if they have room in one of their wagons for me.
I am surprised at my own reaction because my reaction has just gone like steadily.
I've noticed.
It's becoming funnier than it was at the beginning.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad. Make you laugh on a Friday. Bonus.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, what's this all about?
Playing poker.
The same semester?
Uh-huh.
What'd you do, turn in some extra credit reports?
No.
You take the midterms over?
Uh-uh.
You mean to tell me that you argued your way from a C+ to an A-?
Totally based on my powers of persuasion. You proud?
Honey, I couldn't be happier than if they were based on real grades.
Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full grown.
Like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
Joining us in the studio now.
Let me take my foot down off the... off the counter here because I was in my relaxed position and I don't want to do that when this gentleman's here.
No relaxing around me.
I feel like you should come to attention.
Yes, indeed. The man who's going to be the official general for our paintball battle against the sales staff this weekend, even though he will not be there physically.
I wanted to two things. First of all, on the Westwood One thing, you know, they got me into that lash up too.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, I told them, they said, motivate Westwood One. I told them, I'll tell you how to motivate us. I know where you live. I have tapped your telephone calls and asked which one of you is screwing which of the other one. Same sex, opposite sex, all of them. You're all fired.
That's the way to do it.
Now, the second thing is I wanted you to know that the other side attempted to recruit me into this thing.
Oh, the salespeople did.
And they pulled out the numero uno incentive, which is Michelle Combs. I've been trying to get into Michelle's pants for 8 years now, and I have been utterly unsuccessful. So I said, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. I said, honey, I will be with you at 8 o'clock in the morning, so long as I have been with you since 8 o'clock the night before. She said, no.
Well, Gordon, in the effort of one-upsmanship, let me offer you the beautiful Tammy Sachs.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Yeah, ooh, fantastic.
If they offer a Michelle, we will offer Tammy Sachs.
Well, I think you know your loyalties belong to the programming side, and I don't even like to say programming.
Right, true enough, but at 8 o'clock in the morning is a little early for me unless it's going to be genuinely lethal.
Well, Gordon, listen.
If I thought I could actually kill some of the people over there, I'd be there in a heartbeat. We are going to be in this paintball battle Saturday morning. I started paintballing with my son, Bart. We love it. We love it. We have the camouflage. We have the guns. Mike and I have guns that I believe fire, 15 rounds per second. So we will have the most powerful...
15 rounds per second?
Yes.
That's fully automatic.
The most powerful paintball guns allowed by law.
Now, fully automatic means like a machine gun, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
15
fantastic.
Rounds per second. Think about it. That's 1,000. That's 15 rounds.
Oh, that's great.
So cool. What we need is some advice. Because, you know, Mike and I, look at us. We're pacifists. We're peaceniks, for goodness sakes. But we want to win this battle. So we need some battle strategies.
All right. Now, where are you going to fight it, first of all?
At a big 3-acre paintball park.
I mean, is it a woods? Is it an open field?
I think it's a combination of... primarily, it's probably open field. And they have big bales of hay that you will be hiding behind, and you'll be able to plot your strategies.
So it's an open field with obstacles.
We'll be playing capture the flag, in essence.
I understand now. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, your camouflage has to be appropriate to the area. So, for example, if you're in a green open field, you know, khaki or brown camouflage is not going to do it.
All right.
But if you're going to be in, like a
wooded area, or there's a lot of grasses and things like that, you want to get yourself really what is called a ghillie suit. Do you know what a ghillie suit is?
Absolutely not.
What is a ghillie suit? A ghillie suit, you can buy one by looking at the back of some of these men's survival magazines. What it is, it's a net that has had just tons of strips of burlap and things like that all on it. That's all different colors, all muted earth tone colors. Right. And you put a lot of brush and crap in it, and you can just sink right down, and you just look like a little boondock.
Robbie, give me one of those. Get Mike one too.
And do ghillie suits for us. See, so but now, so that's one thing you can do. The other thing I was going to say is of course get yourself the best one. Get a Magnum paint gun if you can possibly.
I think what they've given us is
Magnum paint gun.
The most
firepower you can possibly
have.
Well, yeah, but accuracy. I mean, the hint is this. You look through the rear sight and concentrate on the front sight. You put the front sight at 6 o'clock on the target, assuming that this thing has some velocity. I don't know what the velocity is.
I think it's 200 feet per second that these balls go.
Okay, well, that's we'll probably get it. That's kind of lobbing it at it, but it's all right. But concentrate on the front sight, looking through the rear sight. Use two hands.
Get
a stable position.
What part of the body should we aim at, Gordon?
Center of mass.
Right in the middle of the body.
Yeah, right in the middle of the body. That way, you know, if you're a little high or a little low, you're going to get a hit anyway.
I heard you one time talking about, and you're going to have to refresh my memory, and I hope I give you enough information where you can remember this. You were talking about some sort of a, but might have been in the South Pacific. It might have been an island nation where they went into battle, and they were fighters, and they used some sort of leather.
This might help motivate
our team.
This led to the development of the famed 45 semi-automatic, government pistol.
All right.
Back in those, this was the Philippine insurrection.
Okay.
And they...
If you ever heard this, you're going to love this.
They were fighting against what were called the Moros. They were the insurrectionists. They were called the Moros. And they were natives who had a tribal custom. They were fierce, fierce warriors. And what they would do... They would take a male warrior, and they would take fresh rawhide, which is wet.
Yes. Right.
And they would tie it tightly around the testicles of this guy.
Yeah.
Now, as it dried, it contracted.
It would shrink,
and
right?
It would shrink. Right. You shrink wrap your nuts.
Oh, man, I remember you telling this one.
And of course, it caused excruciating pain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when this guy is absolutely berserkers out of his mind with pain, they put a big machete in his hand, and they point you at the enemy and say, go.
So that's what we need to do.
That's what we're going to do to you. The army in those days had 38s.
Mm-hmm.
And those 38s, they'd hit them. This guy keep right on coming and lock their heads off.
That's me.
So they came back and they said, we need something that'll stop the Moros.
And they came over the 45?
They came over the 45. 45, I don't care how much you got around your nuts. Boom, you're on your ass. It'll kill you. That's it.
So, Gordon, officially, for the record, you are for... The disc jockey team of this paintball
battle. Absolutely. What I want you to do is we're going to play war. We're going to play really tough war. We're going to play like World War II and the Japanese. They were rousing the thing. Now, what I want you to do is capture Michelle.
Okay.
Turn her over to me for interrogation.
All right. We promise.
That's what it is.
One last thing, General Liddy.
Yes.
How do you pronounce the month of which this is the first day? What is the correct pronunciation?
February.
Buzz Burbank.
February.
No, February.
February.
No.
February.
February.
No.
No. Buzz, would you pronounce it for February?
Buzz is right.
Is correct.
There you go.
And now, how do you pronounce the BMW?
BMW, that's true.
Right, yeah.
And Mercedes, that is?
Mercedes-Benz.
And Acura?
Acura.
Acura.
Yeah.
Beautiful, thank you.
Now, you wonder why I speak your language so well. I went to UCRA.
All right, get out of here.
All right. General Liddy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Message to the troops.
Our honorary general, he will be the field marshal back at headquarters when we do battle against the salespeople on
Saturday.
Thank
you, Gordon.
Trench coat today.
I thought
you'd like that story about the rawhide. I always enjoyed that.
We're going to need some rawhide for Buzz's nuts.
Yeah. There you go.
Very small strip.
Yeah, and Buzz will be, starting the day, probably just like Buzz always is going, wow, wow. And then as it gets drier and drier, it's like, wow.
Wow.
So, Rob, you'll need to get me the rawhide for Buzz's nuts.
Uh-huh.
And also get those scarecrow suits that Gordon was talking about for Mike and I.
Ghillie suits where you put all the stuff. However,
you know what we didn't ask him about? It's going to be, there probably is going to still be snow on the ground.
It's going to be almost 50 degrees on Saturday, though. We might have to get our Ice Station Zebra suits.
That's what I was thinking. We might have to go with the all-white and maybe like cross-country skis.
Maybe like a Return of the Jedi suit.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with all-white just to, you know, hide behind the snow.
Well, listen, either way, the battle's on.
We have
General Gordon Liddy behind the good guys team.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is the stuff you're hearing on the air. Off-air, who knows what kind of, subversive tactics we can put into place.
And let's make good on that promise to deliver Michelle to him.
Mm-hmm. All right, you keep that promise,
okay.
Buzz.
All right.
Me and Mike are worried just about killing the enemy.
That's right. Killing it by aiming at the center of the mass.
Right, so that if you're high or low, either way,
yeah,
you get them.
I still am going to go for a few crotch shots.
But I'll go for the head shots.
That's good. Yeah
good.
I wouldn't mind that, you know, with the little face mask and have it just go bleh, right.
When I played before, the helmet that you wear leaves the back of your head exposed.
Mm.
So there's a chance, more than once I was actually hit in the back of the head, which turns your hair like all orange and stuff, and leaves a nice big welt right on the back of your head.
And the good thing about playing against the salespeople, a lot of those guys still have a pretty large soft spot.
They do.
Yeah, so, I mean, you could do some real damage.
Well, Saturday, that's when we're playing this game, the big paintball match, the big grudge match with us against the salespeople. We're going to be reviewing our team.
Yep.
And coming up with more strategy as the week goes on.
Oh, they'll be limping back to their BAM vase.
And I'm thinking about opening this up to the public, because this place is a big paintball place.
Yes.
We're going to ask them how they feel about people coming out and watching the match.
A little spectator, like the gladiators.
Early on Saturday morning. Good. However, the only thing that we would request, if it's okay with a client, if we open it up and give free admission to come in and watch, everybody that comes has to root for our team.
Of course.
And if you're going to come watch, you got to make a sign.
Yes.
A sign that says, like, David Hayline is queer.
Sure.
You know, various slams at various members of the sales staff.
Already we're putting together our team of fine physical specimens. When Big Gum Jim came into the office earlier, right?
We've recruited him.
Oh, my God.
As Chad shows you how desperate we are.
I tell you, it's going to be quite a war.
Yeah, and you know what, Rob? Even though you're technically you're going to be the reporter, you may have to strap on a weapon as well.
Yeah, strap on a gun. Yeah.
If need be.
I think we need every available body, and if nothing else, you will make a beautiful human shield.
That's good news.
Beautiful human shield. So big paintball match this Saturday.
Fantastic.
Our thanks to G. Gordon Liddy. Now let's take a couple of telephone calls. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Marilyn.
Hi. Listen, where did you get that rabbit from? It's not rabbit. It's white rabbit. First thing in the morning before you put your feet on the floor, before you go take your
dump.
Morning whatever.
Now, honey, listen, there's variations of this, variation.
The only one that works, though, and I know it works for a fact.
Saying you do this every morning, before every day?
No, the first of the month, but you'll get a proliferation of all kinds of weird stuff happening if you just say rabbit.
I've been saying rabbit every day for...
Maybe that's why your life is so weird.
As long as I can remember.
Do you remember where it comes from at all? Do you remember where you got it from?
Just when I was a kid.
Just when
I was a kid, and as it turns out, my wife also has done it most of her adult life. Her mother has done it most of her adult life.
Hmm. She just says rabbit.
Rabbit, that's it.
Well,
first thing.
All kinds of strays in. You want rabbit. If you say black rabbit, you'll have death in your family. You'll have doom and gloom all day.
Well, I prefer the non-color rabbit. I prefer just the generic rabbit.
Tricks rabbit.
Can you say it like the Tasmanian devil? Can you go rabbit?
I believe any pronunciation's okay.
Okay, very good.
But you're always on the safe side. As long as the first thing you say on the first day of the month is rabbit.
Well, just don't say it to another rabbit.
Bunny would work.
Doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm telling you, it's rabbit.
All right, well.
That's the real deal.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Hi, hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
You have the best voice in radio, Buzz.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh.
Listen, Don, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What is tomorrow?
Wednesday.
Okay. How do you spell it?
Wednesday.
Okay.
Wednesday.
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 Why isn't it Wednesday?
You know, a very simple thought that I'm sure everybody has thought about this.
Wendy!
You know, and it's always in everybody's mind, and, you know, I wonder that, too. What a weird, weird spelling for the name.
Well, that's, you don't have to worry about the spelling when you go with the Sonny Jurgensen pronunciation
Wendy.
Of every day. Friday is F-R-I-D-E-E. Friday!
But, of course, if Sonny was doing it, it would be Wednesday. Wednesday!
No, Sonny says Wednesday.
Exactly.
This Wednesday. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Glenn.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know, I got to disagree with your G-Man on the ghillie suit thing.
Oh, really? I think he's pretty much an expert when it comes to killing people.
Well, I've been, well, I haven't killed anybody, but I've been meatballing for about 15 years. And see, for the ghillie suit, the strips are going to hang out past the rest of your body. If the ball hits and pops on the strip, you're out.
What do you wear, like, in this Saturday, in the conditions we're going to be in, you know, half-melted snow, you got some mud, you got some snow, right. What would you wear?
I would wear standard camouflage BDUs.
I think, Mike, I think that we should go with the gray cami.
Gray camis?
The gray and black camis.
The fact of the matter is...
Cami jammies.
After about 50 feet, you turn into just a black image anyway. So it honestly doesn't matter what color you wear because you're so close.
I'm more concerned with surviving the elements than I am with my camouflage. I'd like to wear a one-piece, you know, with feet and everything.
They will have those available. Not with the feet. You'll have to wear boots.
Boots?
But they will give you, in essence, like a flight suit that zips up the front.
Oh, good. At the place?
Oh,
that's even better.
Yeah, they got it covered.
Great. All right.
100%. Thank you, Glenn.
Okay.
All right.
What time does, like, the flag drop and we actually have to head out to the field?
8 a.m. It's an 8 a.m. start, man.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on now.
That's too damn early for a war.
Like fishing. Don and Mike show.
It is like fishing.
Hello,
Don. You guys are a couple of homosexuals. You know that?
Why?
You're a big, fat, Barney Rubble lookalike, no neck having, carrot-eating freak.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
what do you want?
Just wanted to say that.
Okay, right.
So he had. We brought joy into his life.
Well, F you.
F you.
Well, F you. You want to talk to Homo Joe?
Oh, sure.
Hello, Homo Joe.
Homo Joe here, Dynamike.
Not a Mike. Homo Joe here.
And I have on the line with us, Joel, the blind date as well.
Oh, you mean the guy that you were supposed to go out with last week on your blind date?
Yes, which we went out on last night.
Oh, you did go. You guys finally hooked up.
We finally hooked up.
Indeed, we did.
Did you have gay sex?
No. No, we did not.
But you got along well?
Very well.
You two sound rather chipper.
Well, we're going to be... I'm bringing him on Wednesday with me.
Oh, bringing a new girlfriend to the Las Vegas-style show, huh?
Yes, might as well.
Well, that's good. Boy, you seem like you're very... You're cooing with anticipation.
Well, he's not a star, as what Don would say. Well, not bleep the word, but he's...
Star effer.
Yeah, he's not a star effer. He's a very nice guy, very, very kind, very gentle, and very good-looking.
Very kind? How do you know he's gentle?
Because he was very gentle in the restaurant, very sweet.
Joe, is your ass moist with anticipation?
Joel would have to say that. I don't know. What do you think, Joel?
I don't know if it's moist, but his hand on my knee certainly was an interesting indication.
Okay. For those of you who don't know, well, everybody knows who Homo Joe is. But last week, Homo Joe called the show, and this other guy, Joel, called up and said, hey, he's gay, and he was interested in Homo Joe.
Right.
And Homo Joe, in the space of 30 seconds, went from telling us that he's living a new celibate life to offering to meet this guy in the middle of a blizzard.
At the coffee shop.
At a coffee shop somewhere in downtown D.C. So they were, because of the weather, they were not able to hook up last week.
Right. So last night you guys went out. How was your dream day? Where'd you go?
I called him up yesterday afternoon and said, would you like to go to dinner? And we went to a gay steakhouse.
Is there really such thing as a gay steakhouse?
There is. Gay meat.
Just
Jesus, you guys.
Just for for those that are in the straight community, how does a gay steakhouse differ from a gay straight? From a straight
straight gay they serve it with flair. It sizzles.
It does sizzle.
And the sauce is much saltier.
Oh God.
The steak sauce.
Oh God.
The saltiest steak sauce I've ever had.
Man.
So did you both eat meat last night?
Yes, we had both had, it was called a bull in the pan, as they call it.
A bull in the pan?
Uh-huh, it's basically marinated beef tips.
I'm surprised you didn't have the rump roast.
No, the rump roast was later.
we prefer the tips.
Really?
No kidding.
And I'm sure there were petite fillets on there, right?
Yes, I would say that.
How did the date end, Joe?
Well, we left and we stood outside for a minute, and Joel, you can tell him the rest.
Well, we did kiss.
Okay. Was it a long kiss? How long did the kiss last?
A long time.
Yeah.
Not a good hug. Yeah, a very nice hug. He's a very good hugger.
So you connected?
Yes. Yeah, I'd say so.
Well, Joe, how come you didn't bed him immediately?
Because I'm still celibate.
And you're going to do that for how long, Joe?
Till tomorrow night?
Probably.
Anybody want to side bet that Joe has gay sex with this guy tomorrow night?
Well, I know Joe's already in love with him. Joe falls in love with every boy.
He's smitten,
you know?
How much younger than Joe are you, Joel?
16 years.
16 years. That's perfect. That's perfect for him.
You know, Joe generally likes like a Batman Robin thing.
Absolutely.
Where Joe is like the age of Batman, and whoever his boy toy is like his youthful ward, the age of Robin, the boy wonder.
Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Fly down the bat pole now.
And I guess, Robin, or what is your
Does
first?
You want to visit the bat
Joel. Game? Joel, I guess you like older men, huh?
Actually, I have dated both older and younger guys. I don't have any particular type.
Oh, really? It's the person.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we all want to know when the inevitable happens tomorrow night, who will be pitching and who will be catching?
Well, like any good team, all the outfielders also bat, you know?
All the outfielders also bat.
Yeah, you always play offense and defense.
There you go.
See, even gay is so funny.
See, Joe is...
I'm sorry, guys. It cracks me up.
Joel,
I'm laughing on that one.
I'll be honest with you, Joel. See, Joe, on previous occasions, has always kind of indicated us that he doesn't like to play the outfield.
He's strictly a hitter.
He likes to bat.
He's the Mark McGuire of anal sex.
He's the designated hitter.
He's the Hank Aaron, if you will. He's the Babe Ruth of anal.
That's right.
But he did grab my button very caressingly last night. Yeah.
Oh. In the restaurant?
No, outside.
No.
Outside, on the street in front of traffic backed up on 17th Street.
I'm glad that didn't happen while you were swallowing your beef tips.
That's going to be happening tomorrow night, I believe, Mike. All right, well, Joe, bring your new toy to the Las Vegas-style show.
Will do.
Who is the celebrity that he most resembles, Joe?
Ooh. I can't. I've never been able to answer that question.
I would say Pat Bristow from Ellen Show.
Pat Bristow from the Ellen Show. You mean red? Is he got red hair?
Blondish red. Yeah, strawberry blonde.
Is he the gay guy that was on Ellen?
Yes, he was.
But was that the guy who? Wait, was he gay on the show? On the
yeah,
show,
he was
Ellen?
Gay on the show, and it's the guy interviewed during the.
I don't remember the Ellen Show.
Okay, because I mean, if you remember that guy was. I mean, he was way out of the closet.
Is that the guy who looks like Andy Dick?
No, he was really, he was just flame red hair,
right.
and I used the term flame.
The only guy I remember on the Ellen Show was the guy who was, for a while, like, living with Ellen.
With dark hair, that guy?
No, he was straight.
He was straight.
Yeah.
There was another guy. This guy was like, a side character, like a neighbor.
He was a dance instructor, I think, at one point on the show.
Right. These guys and their shows. All right, thank you. Get out of here. Goodbye, boys.
Bye.
See you.
Bye, Joe. Bye, Joel.
Joe and Joel.
Right there, America's cutest couple. Joe and Joel.
Well, I tell you, if Joel has any thoughts of that batting and catching thing, he's going to... And Joe knows how to whip his friends into line.
They might want to make a stop by Rudy's nightstand on their way to the show tomorrow night. Hello, Clay.
Yeah.
Clay in Spokane, Washington. Hello, my friend.
Hey, got some tips for you. Got to disagree with your son and his friends, the little kids.
Yeah.
Those are your key to winning. What you want to do is...
Who are you disagreeing with?
G. Gordon.
About what?
You don't want to use any military tactics.
No, we're going to use 100% military tactics.
it doesn't work in paintball. You don't have any armor. Paintball.
You know, unfortunately, I got to go with Gordon Liddy because of his ability to get a complete sentence out of his mouth.
Goodbye. Goodbye. And yes, on our team, we will have Bart, who's quite good at paintball.
Excellent.
And he's also recruited, I think, Jarrett.
Okay.
From up the street, who's played paintball with us, and also, I think, Daniel, who's played paintball with us.
That's good. So have those little guys.
Yeah, we'll have three kids, and they're all
have those little guys, because after about 20 minutes, I'll be like sitting on a stump behind the lines. Go on. Hey, Bart, use my gun.
Hello, Mike. from Northern California.
John and Mike, my radio prophets, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
Oh, buddy. Now, Mike, the only way to survive in the frozen tundra, I think, would be to dress up in the puffy maroon suit like the kid from A Christmas Story.
Hey, guys, wait for me!
When the kid can't get up.
Wait for me, guys!
Your key to victory lies in the puffy maroon suit.
Oh, man. You know, when I saw that, you know, I used to be, you know, when I was little, they used to dress me up in that kind of an outfit, throw me outside, and, you know, you couldn't get your arms back
down. Move.
I think the other key to victory might be taking your paintballs the night before and placing them in your freezer.
Oh, no, listen. No, thank you. That is a little too hardcore for us. For goodness sakes. It hurts enough.
Like it's been done before.
Trust me, it hurts enough when you get hit at close range with a paintball.
I have played paintball once, and I did get hit, and it did leave a welt, and got in the freezers. I mean, that turns it into like a rubber bullet.
Yeah, no thank you. Hello, last call. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, the way to get around this is, do you have any of the old big satin puffy jackets?
Sure we do.
They act almost like body armor when you paintball. The puffier it is, the ball hits, and presses in the jacket, and just kind of falls off without breaking.
Really? You mean like a disc jockey satin jacket?
Oh, yeah, I understand what he's saying.
They'll have in the military surplus stores. The green bomber jackets or whatever, they look like parachute material. And they're
puffy. You know what? I got a jacket like that from that movie Independence Day.
They're down.
Like a flight jacket.
I understand what he's saying. Right. So the down and the soft lining of the jacket will serve as a buffer and the thing won't burst on contact. Right?
Pretty much, yeah. They have to be kind of further away. Point blank, it really doesn't matter too much. But like more than 15 feet away, they tend to hit and just roll off without breaking.
All right, thank you, my friend. Listen, I've just got the word. If anybody wants to come watch us, you can only come if you're going to root for our team, though. Nobody can come and root for the sales staff. You will not be allowed in if you're rooting for them.
Right.
We will be at a joint called Pev's Paintball on Hanco Center Drive in Woodbridge, Virginia.
Yeah.
This Saturday morning at 8 a.m. We will be playing on one of these fields. The ditch field, the quarry field, the balloon field, the speedball field, or the competition regulation training field.
Competition regulation training field.
We will have our choice of 8 different courses. Cool. They have a variety of 8 courses.
Wow.
So that's Saturday morning, 8 o'clock. If you want directions, please call the area code 703-273-7732. They are nice enough to open the doors, let everybody come out and watch us cream the sales staff.
Just look for the van down by the river.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Like this. The last month, Rosie has been taking hormone shots, 3 a day, to produce as many eggs as she can because we moved to a new process. We tried in vitro fertilization. Now we went to something called GIFT, where they take the eggs out of the woman and the sperm from the man, and they put them together and try to fertilize them in addition and put them back in the woman. Well, they took 19 eggs out of Rosie. I mean, that's a record, and I'm real proud of her, on Sunday. And then Monday, my sperms impregnated a bunch of the eggs. And then tonight, this afternoon, she's going in the hospital to have them put inside of her. And in 3 days, we'll know if they take. You know what I mean?
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. The best of Don and Mike.
Here's a story. It's not really that interesting, but I'll tell you why I think we should call. It's some dude in Australia whose name is Tim Bull.
Bull?
Yeah. And he's mounting a drive to rename some big volcano or some mountain or something after Bigfoot. Okay, it's a boring story.
It's a bunch of bull.
But the reason it would be great to call this guy is that this guy lives in Australia.
Right.
And technically, right now, it's tomorrow in Australia.
It's
been a long time since we used the time machine.
That's right. We are making a phone call
to the future.
It is so exciting when we travel in time by calling Australia.
Time machine! You see, it's a time machine. It's Wednesday already.
Already, it is tomorrow with the time machine. So we're really seeing what's going to happen in the future.
Time machine.
Find out if there's any other news stories.
Time machine.
See if he knows what we will know. Only he knows it first because he is living in Tomorrowland.
Ask him.
who won the big game tonight?
Fantastic.
Time machine.
Time machine.
I love my time machine. I really do.
What was the lead story on the 11 o'clock news in the United States?
We are calling Tim Bull.
Oh, no.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
Hold on. Hold on. Not always easy to use the time machine. Sometimes the forces of nature conspire against us so that we can't get the time machine up and running.
I got it.
Good. Time machine.
All right, but get ready for another exciting edition of a time machine.
We are calling tomorrow, Wednesday morning.
Time machine. Because you see, we crossed the international date line.
Yes.
Meaning that it's Wednesday in Australia.
Time to call Mick Dundee.
Almost 7 o'clock in the morning in Australia. Time machine.
Yes, it'll be a wake-up call. Tomorrow.
Time machine.
This call is being diverted. Please wait.
Diverted? Why is it being diverted? To a machine? Because we're calling into the future.
G'day there. Thanks for calling Tim the Yowie Man. I'm currently experiencing a high volume of calls, but please leave a message and I will promise to get back to you as soon as I can.
Oh, crap. Couldn't we call anywhere in Australia to use the time machine?
Time zones?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Just call anywhere, like, you know, call a breakfast joint or something. Find out what the headlines are tomorrow.
I've just dialed a number at random.
Very
I just
good.
Made up a number.
Excellent.
So I don't know if this is going to go through or not.
A random number in Australia.
No, it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like we're getting a regular ring.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
G'day. It's the breakfast flakes. Australian radio.
7-6. All right. I'll try this guy one more time. And then we'll just call an operator and have her put us through to McDonald's.
And of course, whenever we call Australia, I always say, you know, that once a jolly swag man.
We're sorry.
Camped by a billabong under the shade of a coolibah tree, and he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a waltz
on the door.
Hold on, I got a number right here. No thanks, honey.
Time machine.
And when you say that thing about Billy Bach,
yes,
I always like saying there once was a girl from Nantucket.
Oh, no.
Would love to say.
Oh.
All right, let's call Stewart Island, New Zealand.
Ah, same thing.
Fisherman from the future.
Yes.
This is the original time machine call.
Fisherman from the future. To be able to tell us what's happening.
Time machine.
What we can look forward to.
Time machine.
When we wake up.
Tomorrow.
Oh, man, this is great.
It's cool because all the people in California and New York and all the way in between, this is real exciting. Time machine right now.
Time travel is fun.
Hello.
I love the time travel.
Hello.
Hello, fisherman from the future.
Hello.
Hello, I'm sorry we're not here today.
Hello.
Although I could well be engaged on the other line.
Hello, my husband's talking to you.
You can try later or alternatively leave us a message after the beep.
All right, hold on, let me just, we get an operator here.
What will fish taste like in the future? Have to go.
Time machine.
Fisherman of the future.
Time machine.
Welcome to Bell Atlantic.
Oh, welcome yourself. Time machine.
Oh, maybe we could speak to some of those Sheilas down under.
You know what? She's probably going to put me through to some international operator, right?
Tell me how you.
Hi.
Yes. Hello. This is the Don and Mike radio show. We're on the radio right now. Can you please connect me to a McDonald's in Sydney, Australia?
You'd want to contact your long-distance company. Who is your long-distance operator?
I don't know. I'm a disc jockey, sir. I'm just doing a radio show. Couldn't you please do it?
No, sir. I'm afraid not.
Why?
We don't call overseas, sir.
Why? You're the phone company.
Can you call anybody?
Please hold from my supervisor.
Pardon me?
He wants his supervisor to speak with us.
Sure. If you want to.
I didn't even get a chance to tell him that we were time traveling.
We're on a mission to go to the future.
Hello?
We'd like an Egg McMuffin in the future, please.
Time machine.
Time machine.
Time machine.
Tomorrow morning, it's breakfast time.
Hello?
Breakfast time in Australia. Time machine.
Now, when you dial zero,
yes.
It's Bell Atlantic.
If you dial 00, or an international operator.
Yeah, but I should be able to get an operator just by dialing zero.
The supervisor can probably connect you to the international operator, but you just
maybe
have to
not.
Your best bet is to dial 00 to expedite travel to the future.
As soon as you dial 00, you will speak to an international operator.
All right. I just hate giving up on this.
I know.
Rob, pick up line 4. Let me know when the supervisor picks up. Okay?
Supervisor.
All right.
You call 00?
MCI WorldCom.
I just
enter
did.
The number you wish to call. Area code first. For operator assistance, press 0 now.
Time machine.
Time machine.
Time machine.
Hold for operator assistance.
Hello there. I'm your international operator.
Yeah, WorldCom, may I help you?
Yeah, hey, baby. This is the Don and Mike radio show. We're on the radio right now. Can you please connect me to any McDonald's in Sydney, Australia?
Unfortunately, sir, I don't have any. This is the long distance operator. I don't have any listings. I would have to connect you to the directory assistance operator in Australia.
All right, would you do that, please?
You're billing it to the phone you're on?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Double bill it, as a matter of fact.
Double bill it. Okay.
Double bill it.
All right.
Buy yourself something nice.
Please hold, and I'll transfer you to an MCI WorldCom International DA
Thank
operator.
You. Thank you.
What happened to the supervisor, Robbie?
Disconnected.
Ah, buoy. See, that's what happens when you really
Thank
get a
man. Thank you for holding me. I have the name and the city to the party to whom you're needing directory in Australia, please.
Yes, Sydney, Australia, McDonald's.
I'm sorry, sir. Are we looking for a business or a residence?
Yes, a business. You know, House of Hamburgers, McDonald's. You're on the air in Sydney. You're on the air.
Anyone will do.
Right?
As long as it is in the future.
How are you doing on that, honey?
One moment, sir. The computer is searching, sir.
You file under H for hamburger or M for McDonald's?
Excuse me, sir. I'm looking for McDonald's in Sydney, correct?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
One moment, sir. Please hold.
Thank you. She didn't want to play any of our reindeer games.
What a ball buster. Thank you, Nurse Ballbricker.
Very testy today. Lots of the phone people. The people who control our lives.
She just hang up on us?
I did not. Please hold, sir.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't know you could still hear me.
Okay. Thank you for holding, sir. Are you needing a particular branch or a particular office?
You pick just a McDonald's restaurant in Sydney, Australia.
Anyone will do. Just put us right through.
And double bill it, incidentally. And buy yourself something nice. Buy yourself some bath oil beads. You know, splurge.
Hosiery.
Yeah, buy yourself some nice pantyhose.
Is she still on the line? Ma'am?
Yes, sir, I'm still on the line.
Okay, so any McDonald's, you heard that part, right?
Yes, sir, and I heard everything else. Please hold.
Thank you. Enjoy the bath oil beads.
011, country code is 61, and the city code is 2. The telephone number is 9722. Thank you for using MCI WorldCom.
Thank you. You can. Hello?
Yeah, now it's ringing.
There she is. Thank you. All right.
Good morning, McDonald Johnson. This is Belinda.
Hello, is this McDonald's?
Yes, McDonald Johnson or J.D. McDonald, you're after?
Let me first say, you're on the radio at the Don and Mike Show in Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show where it is yesterday, and in Sydney, it's this morning. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Is it Wednesday morning where you are?
Yes.
Time machine! I love the time machine!
Ladies and gentlemen, we are calling McDonald's in the future.
Time machine!
Truly amazing.
You see, where we are, it's yesterday.
That's right. It's dinner time yesterday.
And where you are, it's breakfast time tomorrow.
Pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's happening on Wednesday? Anything new?
Time machine.
Sorry?
Is there anything new happening on Wednesday morning?
No.
What?
Time machine.
Time the machine.
Time machine. Can you tell us of any late-breaking news items that happened on Tuesday night into Wednesday morning?
No.
Are there a lot of people in your restaurants?
We're not actually... No, I don't think you understand. We're not actually a restaurant.
You're not a restaurant.
Who are you?
No, I think you have to like the McDonald's restaurant.
Yeah, I thought we were calling McDonald's.
We are, that's our name of our company, but we're not actually a restaurant.
We didn't call the restaurant. We're totally
confused.
What kind of business?
What business is this, honey?
J.D. McDonald. We actually sell hand dryers.
You sell hand dryers?
Yeah.
Like hand dryers for public restrooms?
Yes.
All right, well, maybe you can still answer our questions. It doesn't really matter who we call. We wanted to call the future because where we are, it's yesterday. And where you are, it's tomorrow. Now, can you tell us, has anybody famous died since last night?
No. Not that I know of.
Have there been any major natural disasters of any kind?
No.
No, nothing going on like that? And what?
No.
Could you tell us how life is better in the future? Can you tell us what's better tomorrow than today? What new innovations can we look for in the future? What new inventions?
I'm not really sure.
Or perhaps you'd like to ask us about life in the olden times.
Yeah, what life was like in the past? Because we're speaking to you from the past.
See, where we are, it's yesterday.
Do you understand? Nope. Do you understand?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Do you get the fact that where you are, it's Wednesday, and where we are, it's Tuesday?
Yes. Don't you think? What about for you?
What?
How can it be Wednesday when here it's Tuesday? No, we're Wednesday, you're Tuesday, so you're a whole day behind us.
Yes! That's why we are speaking to you with a time machine!
Time machine. See, we are calling a woman in the future. That's you!
Oh, terrific, thank
your
you.
Future woman! Time machine.
Is it early where you are? Is it early tomorrow?
It's 9:57 a.m.
Oh, you should be much more awake than you are then.
Can you tell me what tomorrow's weather is like?
It's hot and steamy in Sydney.
Hot and steamy.
Hot and steamy. Woo!
That's right. You know another thing? It's a weather machine, Doc.
We're
calling from wintertime, and it's summertime. It's summertime.
Can you tell me something?
Yeah.
Can you tell me who wins tonight on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I don't watch that.
Oh, I wish you did. Then you'd be able to give us the lowdown.
But see, that would be our night tonight. I think Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is on tonight.
Do you have any hot stock picks for us?
No, because I don't watch TV.
You don't watch TV.
Sorry, no.
You don't watch TV.
No.
So is that what life's like in the future? You don't watch TV?
Oh, my God, Don. There's no TV in the future.
No, there has to be TV in the future.
Where are you calling from? You said Wichita, but...
No, honey, we're calling from Washington, D.C. We're calling from yesterday.
Yeah,
you see, here,
that.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah?
You're on national radio in America.
Oh, thank you.
We're calling you from the past, when people were smarter.
What would you like to ask us about the past? Go ahead, ask us anything. We'll tell you what it was like in our time.
I think I know it already.
Aha! That's very smart. Yes,
right.
You do.
Yes,
you see, you know what happened in the past, but we don't know
what happens in the future. That's why we're using our
time machine.
Well, in Sydney this morning, there was a terrible accident on the F4 going into Sydney, so traffic was held up. See, you know that before anyone else now.
Honey, that's just what we're looking for.
Thank you very much for that insight. We appreciate it.
Some kind of late-breaking news with our time machine.
Okay.
Time machine. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We just called the dumbest woman in the future.
That is for sure.
I mean that. Out of all the people in Australia we could have gotten.
Where are you from, Wichita?
Time machine.
Well, you know, people's brain juices get scrambled when you use the time machine.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Kathy, was it a design decision? Did you sit down with Frank one day, years back, and say, I am going to talk about my family every day?
No, it's just, you've been on our show many times, Larry. You know, we just talk about what's happened in our life the day before. My life is home with the big guy and the human love machine and the two kids. What are you going to do? I talk about my life.
It's the best of Don and Mike.
I did promise you that we would do the Olivet Spellman sweepstakes.
And we have one person here that is theorizing that she may not be with us any longer.
And
actually, two.
I pray to God that I am wrong.
All right, so Buzz, you and Don both believe that she is no longer here.
She was not well. I want her to be with us, but I think she's gone.
Rob and I are behind her 100%.
No, not only is she here, but I say she picks up before the fifth ring.
I like that. I'm going to go with Rob on that one.
All right, we are now going to try to call Olivet Spellman.
Rob, I think it would behoove us to say a little prayer.
Already have. Already have.
Very good. We're calling the residents of Olivet Spellman, a woman who I believe is well over 80.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We'll find out what's going on.
And every once in a while, someone will call us and say,
hey, how come you never call Olivet anymore? And it's always because we're afraid that
right.
We'd get no answer.
Meaning that the worst has happened.
Hello.
There she is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Hello, Olivette.
Olivette, do you remember the radio guys Don and Mike that used to call you all the time?
Yes.
Hey, it's us, baby.
It's us. How are you?
Well, I'm not too good. My health is not the best.
Your health is still failing, huh?
Well, I'm old.
How old are you,
Olivette?
I'm in my 80s.
Well, God bless you. It's good to talk to you again.
Olivette, we just wanted to call to wish you the happiest of this early holiday season.
Well, I thank you. I'm glad somebody's thinking about me.
Well, we think of you often. Your name comes up occasionally on the show, and we just thought we'd give you a call today.
Well, that's sure sweet of you.
Do you still have the TV we got you?
Sure have.
Is it running okay?
Yeah, fine.
Oh, that's good.
That was the best gift anybody ever gave me.
Oh, isn't she sweet?
That's nice.
How could I have possibly bet against this?
Well, I'm just playing the odds. I bought one for myself, but I probably wouldn't have spent all that money.
Right. So you're still enjoying the television?
Oh, yeah. I don't watch television much in the daytime, usually at night.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. You're still watching Channel 6 a lot?
I never did watch Channel 6.
Well, what was your favorite channel there?
I think it's Channel 5.
Oh, Channel 5. Yeah, that's close channel enough, 5, I guess.
Right. Okay.
And everything else is going. How's the family?
How's your son?
Which one? I've got two.
Didn't you have one son that wouldn't come over to help you hook the TV up? Remember that? It was a long time ago, like 2 or 3 years ago.
Well, I don't get along too well with him. I don't know what's the matter with my kids.
Isn't he the one that lives in Independence, Missouri?
No.
No, Rob.
I'm sorry. I thought it was...
Well, Independence, Missouri is a lot smaller city than Kansas City.
Well, how about your other son? How's he doing?
Well, you know, he's got a lot of money, and he's bought one of those beautiful mobile homes that you live in.
Right. Yeah.
And he's here in Kansas City right now. His wife's sister is dying from cancer, and they're sticking around because they wanted to be here when everything happened.
Right. Does the other son come over and visit you very often?
No. He isn't very well either. He had heart bypass surgery.
That's the other thing with all of that. Wow. Like many old people, she just...
My children are all up in their 60s.
She just dwells on health.
I'm old myself.
God bless her. Well, listen, Olivette, we're glad you're doing okay. If it's okay, you know, we'll probably call you a couple more times when the holidays get a little closer.
I thought maybe you forgot all about me. I bet you you've given a lot of things away.
We give a lot of stuff away, but I think you're the first person that we ever just gave something to somebody because we kind of like talking
with
you.
We never give anything to anybody as sweet as you. That's for sure.
Oh, no, you're putting on.
No, I'm not, Olivette.
No, we like calling you, Olivette. You know that.
Well... Hey, I used to work in the garment industry for 35 years.
Frankly, I'll be very honest with you, Olivette. I did not know if you would be there when we called today.
Because the last time we talked to you, you said your health wasn't that good, and we were just hoping that you were still doing well, and
I've been in the hospital a couple of times, and here about 3 weeks ago, I went to the doctors, and I parked my car near the back door, and I started...
Here we go.
...the back way, and I blacked out and fell and hit my head on the cement.
Oh, no.
Can you believe it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
And the neighbor lady saw me fall, and she called an ambulance, and they took me to the hospital. I was in there for a couple of days.
Your neighbor's okay? Do they look out for you?
Well, I guess they do. I never see most of them work. You know, they're all in their middle years, and...
How are they feeling?
Seem to be fine. The girl next door has got two children. I don't know where the girl is right now. She's not at home. I think they sent her away to school. Their dad is a lawyer.
Well, you think they sent her away? Is she a bad girl?
No. I think that she's about 14 or 15.
So they sent her away?
They had a reason for it. I don't know. They didn't discuss anything with me.
Right. You think she got knocked up?
Well... He's got a brother that's still at home. He looks like he's about 14 or 15.
Oh, and they seem like good kids to you?
I'll tell you, it's hard to raise kids nowadays.
Sure is.
Tell me about it. Well, Olivette, it's beautiful talking to you. I can't tell you, I'm so happy you're alive.
Oh,
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm so happy you're with us.
My grandpa lived to be 95, so I guess I'll be around for a while.
There you got it. It's in your genes. It's in your genes. You'll live to be 100.
Oh, beautiful. All of that, you can count on a couple of calls of us from us before Thanksgiving
and
Christmas.
You're the most generous people I've ever met on radio.
Well, God bless you. We appreciate that, Oliver.
Well, I appreciate everything anybody does for me.
Oh, that's a nice crap.
Okay, thank you, Oliver. I love you.
You have a nice Christmas and the holidays.
We'll call you. We'll call you again real soon.
Talk to you before then.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Oliver.
Bye-bye.
I want to send her something else.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Crap, I can't believe I
Why
bet she was
feel
dead.
Bad? Why do you feel bad? You don't want to make you feel better?
I bet she was dead.
We got to give her something else.
What can we give her, though?
We give her an appliance or something. Give her a toaster or something like that. We gotta say, we have to send her a Christmas gift.
Whatever. Yeah, we'll get her something.
Everybody go visit your grandparents.
Yeah. You know, maybe we'll get her a Rascal or something. You know, one of those motorized scooters?
Oh, that'd be great.
I'm serious about that.
Like the kind that you fold up? I bet she could use that.
Right, she'd drive around our house in that. The Rascal. That's the name of it, Mike.
If she drives around the house in that, she'll knock down her knickknacks.
For the love of Pete.
For the love of Pete, which is what my grandmother used to say. Oh, for the love of Pete.
Olivette Spellman is alive. This bullet's in justice.
Not only alive, that's the same Olivette we got
right
3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Frankly, I don't know what to say to the heartless people on this show who voted her dead. Those people should be ashamed of themselves.
But I think we all can share in the joy that she is alive.
Yeah. Yes. What a shock when she picked up the phone.
God love her.
Okay, a break. Well, you know what I think when I think of Olivet Spellman?
What's that, Don?
I think of something that Leah Remini said just yesterday on this show.
So what? We both have vaginas. So what?
Oh, my God.
That's what I think of.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I've got to tell you, nothing better than a holiday Monday. I had the panic moment when I woke up this morning. I felt like, I got to go to work. And I was like, no, I don't. I can just lay here and scratch and touch all morning.
You do realize men died to give you this holiday, right?
I appreciate it. Otherwise, I'd be touching myself in Nazi Germany.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
I've got the new issue of Glamour Magazine.
Glamour Magazine.
Now listen, I'm sure you're like me and you remember when Glamour Magazine, Rob, any of my sex music, I'm sure you remember when Glamour Magazine used to be a magazine like that girls would buy.
Yes, and it
would
I give thought them, it still was.
Well, hold on, hear me out.
Okay.
And it would give them like recipes and like hairstyles and stuff.
Yeah, like it's a fashion magazine.
Makeup tips. No, it's a sex magazine.
It is.
Well, now it's a total sex magazine. I got the new Glamour right here. And first off, it has an article that I highlighted about how much noise should a woman make in bed.
Okay.
And then they have, you know, they love these stupid lists. They have a list of 30 things. Listen to this. This will drive you crazy. 30-day sex workshop.
Okay.
30-day sex workshop. So they have things you're supposed to do over 30 days.
This is to make your sex life better, obviously.
Right. Okay. Here we go. Day number one.
Here's day number one with more fun, more thrills.
I'm just going to read this for you right out of Glamour Magazine.
I don't remember you reading from Glamour Magazine in the past. Now, can I ask a question before you proceed to read this?
Yes.
On the Glamour Magazine front, how did you come by the Glamour Magazine? I mean, I know that...
I was standing in line at the grocery store.
Oh, and you just saw the front page.
But I saw this. 30-day climax class. 102 sex-you-up secrets.
Okay, so you're in the grocery store and you saw it. You don't subscribe to it or anything like that.
No. Why would you think that?
I don't know.
Why would you think that?
I don't know.
See, Mike, there's no label on the front of this.
No, I understand.
Even though if I had it delivered to home, it would come in a plastic bag. Okay, here we go. Shake hands with the sexual you.
Okay, that's day one?
Yeah, listen how queer this is. Welcome to Satisfaction School. Your first assignment is to study your own body and learn to love what you see.
I've already done that.
Stand in front of a full-length mirror while draped in a large bath towel.
Done it.
Then slowly lower the towel and stop below each body part to praise it.
You know, I what I can't stand is when these articles come out like it's something that they're revealing when this is simple common sense.
All right, then you have day two. Read yourself in the mood.
Read yourself in the mood?
You're supposed to read. They have a bunch of books like Fanny Hill.
Oh.
You know, books like that. Sex books.
Sex books. Well, okay. Once again, tell me something I don't know.
Number three, limber your love muscle. Now, what you are supposed to do is contract and hold briefly, then relax your penile muscle.
So this is for guys and
yes,
girls.
The same one that controls the flow of urine.
Right.
You're supposed to, listen to Buzz, right, like he's done this. You're supposed to do this 10 times in a row.
You did sound like that.
10 times every day, but not while urinating.
Okay.
These movements.
I do that during the show.
These movements called Kegel exercises.
Kegel.
K-E-G-E-L.
Or Kegel. I thought that it's something like that you do when you're pregnant, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, women after pregnancy do this exercise.
They talk about it in Lamont's class. You flex the muscle down there for...
Well, it strengthens your muscle down there.
Right.
Same one that contracts during orgasm.
Keg party.
Day number four. Walk the walk. Take a brisk walk home tonight.
Now there, they lose me.
What the hell's that got to do with sex?
Take a brisk walk, like on the way home from the office?
Yeah.
That's too many miles.
Day number five. Give yourself a wake-up call. If you can set your alarm to hit the gym at 7, why not plan on getting up a half hour earlier to indulge in an indoor workout with your favorite partner?
So actually set the alarm to make love.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
For extra credit, get up a little earlier tomorrow to luxuriate in bed alone. Wink, wink. Meaning if you want to, you know.
So they want okay, so they want you just, and they call it, luxuriate is the other word for...
In bed alone, masturbation.
Oh, all right, okay.
Number six.
Once again, tell me something I don't need to be told.
Number six. Fake your own mighty private O.
Fake it?
Yep, because of their upbringing, many women, even in the throes of excitement, think they need to be ladylike. A good way to lose your inhibitions is to practice an orgasm when you're alone. Moan, groan, scratch at the sheets, but don't actually masturbate. Just pretend.
Boy, that'll be something if the FedEx guy comes by.
Okay, day seven. Now you're up to day seven.
Okay.
Have a Miramax. Okay, this time, masturbate for real and finish in front of a mirror.
Done it. Been there. Old news.
Jesus Christ. Day eight. Position yourself properly. Missionary just doesn't cut it. Try a new friendly combo. Try you on top.
That sounds like something you get at a fast food restaurant.
You on top so you can control pressure and speed. Or doggy style. Or try lying stomach down on a carpeted floor.
I'd like the friendly combo, please.
Day number nine. Lighten up for a change.
Sure.
Will you have sex tonight? Do it with every light in the house on.
Lighten up. Oh, see, I thought they were going to tell you to relax, those kookalas.
Day 10.
That's glamour.
Stimulate your sensibility. Time for recess. Take a day off from actual sex, and just drink in your surroundings and daydream.
They want you to drink what?
You are supposed to take a day off from sex and drink in your surroundings.
Oh, God, I thought they were going to do that thing from India.
And daydream about non-sexual sight sounds. Who cares about that? Day 11, crank up mood music. All right, that's self-explanatory. They suggest Dave Matthews Band.
The Dave Matthews Band. Great sex music, right, man.
Who could possibly pork to that? They also suggest Marvin Gaye, Barry White, Al Green. All good pork and music.
Honey, you can have a few minutes later on. I was wondering if you and I could pork.
I'll only pork you if you put on the Dave Matthews Band.
Pork me?
Pork you. Okay, day 12. Tell him to Monty up. Tonight, tell him to take it all off for you.
Strip in front of your wife?
And dance naked for you.
I've done that.
Okay.
Have you ever danced naked in front of your wife?
No.
Never?
Who wants to see that?
Oh, my wife just loves it. I dance before lovemaking every time.
The only time my wife sees me dance like is when we're done. When I have to run to the bathroom like to let go with a big fart or something. That I didn't want to unleash in front of her.
Cementing your reputation as the incurable romantic.
Well, what am I supposed to do, fart in her face? That wouldn't be very nice.
No. That's right. No. And that's why you are a romantic. If a guy's not romantic, he's going to let go right there.
I love you. Oh, I love you.
What if there are any cultures where that's a sign that it's been really good?
Oh, I love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. Oh, love you.
You know, like in certain cultures, if you burp, it means you've had a good meal. I wonder if other cultures, if you break wind, that means, you know, your sexual experience was very gratifying.
I've done that with Rita before.
Farted in bed?
Yeah. And I told her it's a sign that I've lost all control. It is. I swear to God, 100% true.
That is romantic.
Day number 13. Just shut up, Buzz. I know you never fart, period.
Never, ever.
Day 13. Get a buzz on. Ah. No pun intended. Now, what you're supposed to do is break out the toys.
Oh.
Get it? Get the buzz on.
Oh, yeah. I guess that would, there would be a...
vibrators.
There'd be a prerequisite. You would have toys in the house.
They want you, and then they give out a phone number. You can buy vibrators.
Okay.
Day 14. Force your eyes wide open.
Oh, like a Clockwork Orange.
Have sex with your eyes open. Watch everything. Him contorting with pleasure.
Oh, please.
Right? I'm just reading Glamour magazine. Day 15, fine-tune your sex ray vision.
Sex ray vision, baby.
Your mission today, try to find something appealing about every man you see.
I don't have a problem doing that.
I know you
I'm
don't.
I'm doing that right now.
Day 16.
I told you I liked your hair before.
Shut up. Day 16, remember your lust glory days. Think back to when you and your partner first started dating. If sex used to be among your top priorities and now is down at the bottom, take it back up to the top tonight by mentally recreating the sense of newness that accompanied your earlier encounters.
Yeah, they pay people to write this stuff.
You know what? This is why women are so screwed up. Because women read this,
right,
and women believe this bull crap.
Right.
They believe this ass.
Well, your sense of newness, man.
Please. Listen, I've been married to Frida for 18 years, and I love her. I love having sex with her. But it stopped being new after the first time we had sex. That's how it is.
Yeah, I think you're right.
After the first time, it's not new anymore. I'm not saying it's not great. I'm not saying
fun.
I don't love it.
Still fun.
But this is like... Turn the music off for a minute. This is like every once in a while, my wife will go on a kick, and she'll say to me that thing where she'll say, you know what we should do tonight? Let's go to a bar, and let's pretend we don't know each other. And let's meet, and you can try to pick me up, and
right,
maybe we can come back home, and then, I don't know, maybe you could score, you know, if you play your cards. I go, wait, I got, like, 19 years invested in you.
Yeah, and you're still attracted, because you wouldn't be able to have sex if you weren't attracted, and you still have memories of things that were turn-ons that,
right,
that come back, and that's what it is. But I agree with you about this whole new thing.
This really, this is what screws women up. They should not read this. This is crap.
Yeah, they say, and that's when they say, why can't it be like it was when, you know, way back when? Well, it can't be like it. It never can, but, I mean, you can still have a fantastic time.
Day 17. Talk the talk. This is not what you might think.
Okay.
Like talk dirty in bed, which I think is good.
Yes.
Day 17, choose a body part and think of as many words as you can to name it. I.e.?
Well, that's been done on this show.
Breasts, boobs, melons.
Right.
Say them out loud to your lover.
Okay. Let's have sex now.
Now, let me see. Number 18, understand your other oral needs. And again, not what you think.
Eating?
P.S. People have better sex on an empty stomach because they feel lighter.
I buy that.
And the slight hunger can induce a more excited state, so you're not supposed to have dinner before sex on day 18.
Now, that is a new piece of advice that I like. I think that's true. You're probably more into it when you don't eat.
Day 19.
I know that the experience if you eat a lot of food is not as good.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Do you agree? Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do.
I mean, big time, right?
Who wants to have sex when you're all full?
Oh, it's horrible.
Right. Day 19. And I'm sure you do this one, Buzz.
Okay.
Right.
write your own orgasm diary.
How do they know?
This is for women, obviously.
Tonight, after having sex...
It happened.
Write down images exactly.
It happened.
You know what it'd be for me? It'd be like a convict in jail who just puts an X over a day.
Right. Just a little slash in the wall, you
right.
know? And you draw a line so you got five.
Here, right, absolutely.
Fantastic.
Did it again. All right, write down images exactly, blah, blah, blah. Day 20, find a sexual role model. Think about five people you know who you consider sexy. And then you're supposed to think about what makes them sexy.
Now, is this women that are supposed to find other women that they find sexy and make them a role model?
Women or men.
Hi, this is Surf. There you go. Hey, say no more.
You're supposed to think about the ease in their bodies, the way that they walk.
This is Sam Huff.
I don't think so. Okay, day 22. Hold a sexy screening. And they recommend movies like 9 1/2 weeks.
Oh, please.
Dangerous Liaisons.
No, Boob Town.
Double Indemnity. The English Patient.
Oh, come
who,
on.
Who wants to screw after watching The English Patient?
And if you're sitting there, if they're telling you you're not supposed to eat, and then you got to sit through The English Patient, then have sex, I mean, I'm going to be too hungry.
Bull Durham. It's a baseball movie.
Susan Sarandon.
No, oh, please, she's a bag.
You I mean, used to like her.
I know she has nice jugs.
You used to like her fun bags.
She's a total hag, though. She's always been a hag.
Now, wait a minute. You loved Susan Sarandon. You loved
her. I love her from the neck down to the belly button.
But I thought at one point on the show you used to talk about how hot she was.
She's a hag. You know what she looks like? She kind of looks like that. Remember that client we met the other day? Remember that client? We had a client meeting the other day. We met one of our clients.
Uh-huh. Dame Edna.
This chick had the biggest bags under her eyes I have ever seen in my... I'm pretty sure she's out of town now.
I hope so.
And we meet a lot of clients, Mike.
Yeah, so we made hundreds of clients.
Who knows who it was we met on that particular day.
Dame Edna.
Speaking of somebody who never sleeps.
Hello, possum.
Okay, now we're getting into good stuff here. It says, day 23, become an art tart. If you live near an art museum, take a stroll through your favorite sections and see which masterpieces make your motor run. What a bunch of bullcrap this is. Day 24, set up a pleasure hunt. Ask your partner to close his eyes, then guide his hand to an area on your body and have him identify it by touch alone.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that's dangerous. You know, what if you go to the bad place? Get my hand out of there.
Day 25, make friends with your fetish. Do you feel a bit of pleasure every time the back of your hand is kissed?
Yes.
Experience a sexual power surge when you purchase a new lipstick?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, don't be embarrassed. Understand and embrace these little quirks that make you a sexual being, Mike.
I love the back of my hand, and I'm often want to go into the local drugstore, buy some lipstick, and kiss my own hand, and then wipe it all off right before the show.
26. Day 26. Can you imagine the woman that actually follows this plan?
Or actually demands that her husband play along with this.
She couldn't get laid in a lumberjack camp. Really. Day 26. Work yourself into a dance trance. You're in the home stretch. Don't let your energy flag now.
Work yourself into a dance trance? What, you mean just dance around?
Rev up your sexual circulation with a tango lesson.
Oh, very good.
Please.
I almost took dance lessons with my wife.
Yeah, almost.
But the time, I would have done it. But the time factor was just, I got home too late.
Such a liar. Number 27, I heard the real story on that. Please. You got backed into it by your wife. You didn't want to do it. And then you lucked out when the schedule didn't work because our show goes till 7:30 every night.
I lucked out if it's bad luck, Doug.
Day 27. Raise your IQ. Before you have sex, clear your mind and focus on what you remember about having an orgasm. Butterflies in the stomach.
Oh, yes.
Overall shuddering warmth.
If my hand is kissed.
Whatever. Day 28. Take each other's pleasure measure. Not sure exactly how he likes it? Ask on your partner. Ask for your partner to suck on your finger.
Oh, baby.
To show you how he'd like it done on other parts of his body.
Oh, all right.
Next, it's your turn.
Mm-hmm.
To illustrate to him exactly how you like to be kissed,
run your tongue along the back of his hand and have him repeat the procedure on your hand. Once he's gotten the pressure and rhythm right, you can direct his tongue elsewhere.
Okay.
Day 29.
29.
Take what you've learned on the road, plan a vacation, a long weekend, or an overnight in a quiet, tranquil bed and breakfast.
Huh?
That's a killer when, when an article has the words bed and breakfast, because you know what that means? No cable TV.
You have been to a bed and breakfast.
Sucks.
So confining.
Old-time furniture.
Right.
No telephones. You got to use a community john. No TV, no ESPN.
I went to a good one in Ireland one time. They had good eggs.
And finally, day 30. Get this close, then closer. Your course is complete. Are you ready to take a risk? Trim. Or go one step further and shave each other's pubic area.
Each other's?
Wow. It's great for intimate play.
Geez.
And nothing says trust like a sharp pair of scissors hovering over your most sensitive spot.
That is not happening. I'm sorry, right there.
Okay, there you go.
So that's the culmination on day 30.
On day 30, you're supposed to shave your partner's hair.
I wouldn't mind, you know, my partner, but I mean, I don't want anybody going near my beanbag with some sharp tools.
Again, you know what? Why do people need all this crap? Why can't you just pork?
You know what it is?
Just a simple act of porking is still good enough for me, man.
Because the sex writers have to have something to write about.
Right.
And if the sex writers were to make it easy and simple, then they wouldn't have anything to write about. It's very much like golf teachers. The more complicated you make it, the more confused people get, the more they need golf teachers.
Bunch of crap.
The reason there were so many weak ones in there is they had 30 days to fill out. There were bound to be bad ones.
30 days to a better sex life.
They're all awful, I thought.
Just stand in front of a mirror.
There's one tip in there that I did seriously. I swear to God, I thought it was simple and it was easy to understand. And that was, don't eat. You know, wait till before dinner. Do it before dinner instead of after dinner. Because I think a lot of times, you know, when I stuff myself,
right,
I'm not as in the mood as I would be if I was hungry like a wolf.
I can guarantee I won't be standing in front of a full-length mirror tonight, draped in a large bath towel.
No?
Slowly lowering the towel and stopping below each body part to praise it.
That's ridiculous. Who would do that?
I guarantee I won't do that. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
How you doing?
That muscle thing is a good exercise for men and women. Everybody should do that.
You do
the
that?
The Kegel muscle. Yeah, absolutely. It gives men a little more control, over their situation. And it prevents incontinence later in life in both sexes.
Well, because of your advanced age, you're already thinking about
Yeah,
that.
Naturally, I'm planning ahead. But
Oh, really?
Now, the only thing, the before dinner and the mirror thing, standing in front of there with the towel.
Right.
I've done that. I do that every day.
Garbage. That's total garbage. That's $4.95 I just wasted.
In a way, though, we all do that. I guarantee you that everybody in this room has done that. Not necessarily taken the towel and exposed different body parts, but everybody checks themselves out in the mirror naked.
Not me.
Sure you do.
No, I don't.
Of course you do.
No, I don't.
You look at yourself when you get out of the shower. There are mirrors
there. I cannot avoid it, but I do not stand there and go, man, is that a piece of man meat? No, oh, yeah.
Nor do I or anybody else, but everybody looks at their body.
As a matter of fact, a couple of days ago, my wife's got this kooky configuration with the, where she's got like one of those mirrors and a face mirror, and you turn it around and it gives you like a magnified version.
Right.
You know, it's one of those things that flip around when she put her makeup on.
Mm-hmm.
She had it turned around to the magnified version.
Yeah.
And I was standing there. I'm naked, just got out of the shower, and I was looking at all these stitches in my hand, and I turn around and I got a big look at my dimply ass in the magnified part of that mirror. It's
a little scary.
Yeah. I'm not going to be standing in front of that mirror. I don't want to see that.
But turn around and look at the magnifying mirror.
Well, I don't need to, Buzz.
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know what planet you come from, Buzz. Whatever. I was looking at myself today, not my sex parts, but I was looking at my from the waist up, where the sink came, just to see what misery I could go through today. But I would tell you,
that's a queer article.
During the whole time of looking at my body, I'm sure that I have looked at all of my parts at one time or another, just taking a look, and you look down, you go, There it is. You see it every day. But
yeah, I mean, maybe that's the reaction, but certainly not the reaction to this book.
Where I've never looked in the mirror once and gone, hey, break me off a piece of that.
Right.
Never in my life.
Correct.
Never, okay. Never, never.
Thank you. Crappy article. Stupid Glamour magazine. We will be back with more show right after this.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
What about the other fella?
He was a little older. You know, he looked like the Marlboro Man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But maybe I'm saying that, you know, because he smoked a lot of Marlboros.
Uh-huh.
You know, like a subconscious type of thing.
Oh, yeah, that can happen.
Yeah.
Hey, they said they were going to the Twin Cities.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Yeah, is that useful to you?
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
And listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
The hotline is ringing. Hello.
Hi, my sugar bear.
Oh, hello, darling.
I just wanted to mention how much I loved you to not be thwarted in romance by your hair or your lack of hair.
Yes. Oh, I mentioned that.
All right, good. I wanted credit.
I mentioned I nailed you last night.
Okay, good. And I, even though I was thinking things like, during lovemaking.
That would be a Curly. Three Stooges reference.
Yeah, right. I kept that to myself.
Did you really think that during sex?
That did cross my mind.
I think it's better thinking that than what's up, guys.
I'll tell you this. When I have sex with you,
yeah,
I often think of Larry.
Well, what a coincidence.
Larry Fine?
No, Larry Zeiger. Hi, folks.
Hi, this is Larry King.
This is Larry King.
So better than Larry Michael.
Larry Michael.
Oh, dear. Hi, this is Larry Michael, Sylvania. This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio. The next time you need light bulbs, look to Sylvania for all your home lighting needs. I do.
And when I have sex with you, I often think of Larry's wonderful wife, Darlene.
Ah.
All right, boo-boo. Well, I love you, and I am looking forward to your hair growing back. But, you know, many of the women were telling me when you weren't around, I'm being serious. He really does look handsome.
Those women were all drunk, honey.
They weren't all drunk, but I didn't, their credibility did kind of sink to a new low. But very kind women.
Yes, very. Most people, my wife and my son,
right,
being the exception, were very kind to me. Oh, that's Bart is the worst.
You said that he would be the most candid of everybody.
Do you remember this guy who plays for the Indiana Pacers, Rick Smits? Big, tall, stupid-looking white guy. A guy that wears his socks all the way up to his knees.
And he has a shaved head, right?
Well, he did last year. I guess as a show of unity, when the Pacers made it to the playoffs, they all shaved their heads. And Bart and I just bust the gut watching this. The Rick Smits has the weirdest head, and he looked the worst.
Right.
So that's the first thing Bart said to me when he saw me. When I walked in the door, he said, hey.
First words out of his mouth?
Rick Smith.
Oh, boy. And you immediately remembered who he was talking about.
Of course. And he's called me that all weekend long.
Oh,
and
boy.
With my wife over the weekend, she'd get used to it. We'd spend time together. We'd be in the car together.
Right.
We would be having lunch together.
She rub your head a lot? Preeta, did you rub his head a lot?
I did touch him a lot. You can't hardly keep your hands off of him. So, have you touched him yet?
No, and don't have any intention of doing
that. Oh, you should.
But the reaction I would get would be this. I'd spend a lot of time with her, and it would be like she forgot that I had my head shaved.
Which is the way it works, yeah.
Then I would go into the other room. 5 minutes later, I come back on, and I go, hey, what are we doing for dinner? And she would look up, and she would do a double take. And she would get that look of horror on her face.
Yeah. It, when you don't see it for a while, you know, even minutes, it's, it's a shock.
Yeah,
but you'll have to admit, it's growing back.
It rips.
I mean, I am pleasantly surprised at the rate that the hair is growing back.
It is. Amazing. And it's a dark hair, so you can actually see the outline real well.
You know the way you used to fill in my beard? When you fill in your beard with my eye makeup?
Yes.
You maybe could try that.
That's the other thing that I was getting from my kid all weekend. He'd go, hey, Dad, paint your bald spot. And for a while, I would play along, and I would go, I don't have a bald spot.
Paint your bald spot. Grows.
Then he started with me. Then I would come around the room. I go, hey, Barney, what are you doing? He goes, hey, Dad, paint your head. Do you paint your head?
So he's a little relentless.
Yes. Oh, absolutely he's relentless. Where does he get that from? Certainly not from me.
I have no idea where he gets that from.
Not from me.
You deserve it. Because better that than him thinking that it was cool and he wanted to do it.
better he give you grief.
Didn't he want to shave his head over the summer?
When he was in Europe, he wanted to do. Right. Desperately wanted to shave his head.
Right.
I hope we cured him now.
I believe so, honey.
Sure. No, all right, good.
All right, love you.
All right, I love you, sweetie.
See you. Oh, listen, tonight, no matter what, we are all watching Leo while we have dinner tonight.
Oh, good. All right. Well, we plan on watching you, and I've even emailed my family members to be on the alert
now,
for you.
Now, that is good. Responsible wifeship.
That's
there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye, sweetie.
Bye. All weekend long.
I have to call my wife, tell her to tell all her family members.
Right.
That's the way to do it.
I was with my wife all weekend long.
And you seem to be, have an extra spring in your step. You kind of left here. I know you were a little down on Friday. After
I was more than a little down on Friday
and
when I left.
And it's nice to see you come bouncing in. I knew when you came in sans hat that you were cool with it.
Yeah.
That your wife had built you up.
No, not necessarily. I had been torn down so much over the weekend.
You just said F it?
Between my wife and between my son, and when we went out to dinner on Saturday night,
right.
When I walked into the restaurant, the maitre d', he immediately looks down and he goes, ooh,
maitre d'.
He looks down at the name, he looks up at me, looks down at the name, and he gets a big smile on his face, and he starts going like this.
Oh,
and as
man.
I'm walking through the restaurant, everybody turns and
God.
People start doing this.
Oh, no.
As I'm walking through the restaurant, and I'm actually having to give, like, the Pope stance, where the Pope, puts his hands out, saying, yes, look at me, look at my head.
That is tough, and that was right when you were dealing with it, fresh.
And all day at the game yesterday, so comparatively speaking,
right.
Today, today's a picnic.
If you walk in a group, you go to a big party with 70,000 people, you can certainly handle coming into work, I guess.
I think so, but you guys are rough. You guys are very rough.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that on Friday, when I left here Friday, and I was making some people happy.
Yes.
I walked out the doors of the studio Friday,
mm-hmm.
a beaten man.
You were down on Friday.
There is no doubt about it.
Everybody was trying their best to minimize it, but I don't think we could get away without, occasional comments.
We got the brunt of the shock. I mean, we were the first to see it, and it does. It's like with your wife. It takes a little time to get used to it. And when I saw you today, it was really no big deal.
Well, Buzz.
Because I find I'm getting used to it.
I wish I could say the same thing. When I saw him today, I had forgotten. I had completely, the one thing I had done, I'd forgotten. I put it out of my head. And I was thinking, I seriously was coming in, I was thinking about what I wanted to mention something to you about the pregame show. And I had forgotten, and I was totally, and when you came in, it was that initial reaction. And then I got used to it. Then I had the same thing, as you know, when we started out on the air.
Doing the show.
But it's fine now. Now I'm used to it.
Well, I just want to say, out of all of the comments I got on Friday, the one that hurt the most was Buzz's. Thank you. Now let's get a caller number 100.
At least I didn't call it unhealthy.
Here we go.
No, but
here we go. Everybody's feeding on each other now. As I remember the comments on Friday, I didn't hear anything exceptionally cruel from Mike.
Right.
I didn't. There was laughter.
I joined in the Tom Gavin frenzy.
There was eye contact. Tom Gavin.
Right. Sure.
That's okay.
That's expected.
Rob says it looks unhealthy. Well, that's bad. But Buzz?
What did Buzz say after
disturbing.
That? No.
Disturbing.
No, that wasn't my word. That was someone else's word.
What was your word?
My word was disconcerting.
Okay, well, same difference.
Well, at first it was.
Well, okay. Well, then F you.
F you.
Disconcerting. Well, then F you.
Oh, man. A little disconcerting. Seems Don had a little bad luck today.
Yeah, I should have called the station. Hey, could you please cancel this? Hello!
Hello, this is... What is it? Is it Norm? It's not Norm Peterson.
It is.
This is Norm Peterson. Rooney?
Norm Peterson.
This is Norm Peterson.
Have Donnie G out in front of the studio, and I'll come by with my Ferrari and pick him up.
Take that bit off the air immediately. This is George Peterson.
It's George Peterson.
This is George Peterson.
In Rooney's office.
This is George Peterson.
There you go. It's George Peterson.
George Peterson. Have done out in front of the school.
Take that bit off immediately where he's having his head shaved.
Please do that post-haste.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're all set for the party on Saturday. I've rented the tables, and I've ordered the meat from Sam. That Sam is so thoughtful. He promised to slip me a special tube steak.
That's great, Alice.
This is the story of the...
Stay tuned for...
for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
I just take a second to tell you why this station sucks.
Gross. Why does this station suck, Don?
I'll tell you two reasons this station sucks.
Why?
First,
and you're not talking about the stations, you're not talking about the affiliates, you're talking about this.
No.
The station where we do the show from, where our flagship station.
WJFK-FM.
Here in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital.
106.7.
Mm-hmm.
This is the station that pays roughly $5 million a year to broadcast the Redskins games.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Redskins are in the playoffs, and they've advanced to the second round.
Right.
And they're playing against Tampa Bay this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We've not yet today on our show had a promo scheduled that says you can hear the Redskins play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers
even the
Saturday on this station.
Even though this town, and I'm sure Tampa as well, but mm-hmm. this town going absolutely nuts when the Redskins, you know, it's been, 7 years?
This is effed up, man.
Please, ma'am. That's
I mean, you know, I shouldn't care about that, but I do care about that because I know that's the number one thing people are talking about.
Absolutely.
But there's no Redskins promos in here. You know, I asked somebody about it before the show today.
Mm-hmm.
When I came into work, I talked to him and said, hey, how come there's no Redskins promos? He said, you know what? We're working on them.
Mm-hmm.
You're working on them. You should have had a Redskins promo on the air yesterday.
Right.
That says the game is going to be on this station on, right. on Saturday.
We should be all over it.
But there's nothing. I'm playing promos in here
mm-hmm.
that are 3 months old. I'm serious. The promos for the other shows?
Right.
3 months old.
That's unacceptable.
Okay. Not so fun. That's one reason this station sucks.
Is there another reason?
Yes. And the other reason this station sucks, and this, I mean, really sucks and bites the big one. The computers.
They're still out?
Yeah. Now, listen, how tough is this?
They're not Y2K compliant?
Here's all the information I need. All I need is on the screen for it to say the town that somebody's calling from,
right.
their name, and what they're calling about.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the morons at this station cannot noodle that through. Every time they try to put this system together, it crashes. Let me give you guys a small hint. It's called WordPerfect.
Mm-hmm.
All you do is link up the computer I got in here to the computer that Rockhead has in the other room. And all he has to do is type in, Joe Blow is on line 5 from Rochester.
Right.
And if that doesn't work, how about you set up an email account in here
mm-hmm.
so he can email me who's on the telephone, or he can instant message me who's on the telephone.
Yeah, temporarily, just to get you by.
I mean, I'm out of my mind about this place. This place is seriously falling apart.
Here comes Wendell.
Seriously.
You put it in there.
Thanks. F you, Wendell. F you.
I've been here 6 a.m. trying to get this.
Okay, it doesn't take a genius to do this, man. Doesn't take a genius. How long has this been broken? A month?
It's another fight with
Wendell. He just came and threw this stuff at me.
It's another.
You, get out of my studio.
It's another fight with Wendell we're having here.
The engineer just came in and threw a couple of pieces of software at me.
Wendell apparently has been here working on this from a very early hour, and now everybody's getting... Hey, I'd like to say welcome to the year 2000. We're off to a wonderful start here.
Hey, listen, Wendell, F you, my friend. It ain't the toughest thing in the world to link up a screen from this room to the other room so that they can just type in the name of someone who's on the telephone. That's not so tough. My wife's done it with the computers at my house. Maybe I should call my wife to come down here and do this.
This is not good.
Oh, now everybody, look at everybody snapping. Now they've just brought in the Redskins promos.
Oh, they have the Redskins promos. Yeah, Chris out in the hallway.
He's probably pissed at me,
hey,
too.
You're shaking it up a little bit.
Too bad.
You're shaking it up. That's a good thing.
Too bad. All right, let me hear the promo. Let me hear the promo that should have been in here yesterday.
Just 5 days until the Redskins and the Buccaneers. Only on your Redskins flagship station, 106.7 WJFK.
All right, good. Now run that in every stop set, every hour of every day.
Here, here.
Okay? But really, about this computer, that is not the toughest thing in the world, to network two computers. We're not looking to do rocket science. All we want is the guy in the other room, the phone screening room, to be able to type in information
right.
that is relayed here on the screen here.
How old is that monitor, just out of curiosity?
That monitor?
A couple years.
Really?
It looks too big to be a couple of years old. It looks, you know, you see it from the front, and I'm sure it looks 2 years old. I'm looking at it from the side, and it has a picture tube. It looks to me to be larger than the color TV that we had in 1960-something.
All I know is it's not tough. We're not asking for anything major here. We're asking for something that most people have in their homes, where you can link up two computers, and you can pass information on.
Do you know what might work?
Okay, what?
Do you know what we have for the shopping malls? Those little radios? You know those little Motorola walkie-talkies that you have?
We have those. We bought those when we turned in that gift you bought me.
Yeah, and then what you could do is...
That's what we bought instead of the Slam Man.
Yeah.
We did.
Okay.
We bought those walkie-talkies from when we went to Disneyland.
You know, I should have kept those golf shoes and brought it back instead of handing them right back to you.
You should have. They cost over $100.
Hey, and speaking of that, did I deliver finally on that?
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
I told you I'd do it after the weekend.
My ear and nose hair trimmer arrived.
Did you open it? Did you ever open it?
No, I mean, I opened the packaging.
And does it meet you with your approval?
Yeah, it's fine. Okay. It's very nice. It's Panasonic.
Yeah, that's what I got when I returned the gifts that... And speaking of returning the gifts, I can't let someone slide who mentioned to me in the hallway that over the weekend, I bumped into Buzz in the shopping mall over the weekend.
Yes.
Did you really? On Saturday, I saw Buzz. Didn't see his lovely wife, but Buzz was a la most of the old men, just standing out in the middle of the mall doing nothing, waiting for your wife,
just
right?
Waiting on the little one.
And you returned your gift, too, didn't you?
I did. I
and if you returned that clock, I would have swapped you for that clock, Buzz.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't want the laser pointer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you're right.
So I traded it in for a smaller clock and, you know, some kitchen tools.
It's a Dennis Murphy Christmas.
That's 3 for $3. Hey, Dennis shouldn't feel bad about that. That's terrific.
Everybody returned their gift.
But I was going to say the walkie-talkies would be, a way that if you have one of those things in your ear, you know,
no, that's too confusing. I don't want somebody talking in my ear.
I love my coffee mug, Dennis.
Ah, very good, Rob.
I kept my coffee.
I just don't see why it's so goddamn tough to get this computer thing hooked up. Hey, Robbie.
Well, obviously got to be. There's got to be something difficult because I mean, Wendell obviously was very upset and has been, laboring over this thing. Something obviously is wrong.
Well, then maybe we need a higher power to come in and take care of this,
like a computer expert.
Yeah, if our guys are stumped by this, the daunting task of linking two computers together to get a minimum of words on a screen so a disc jockey knows who's calling on a telephone, then maybe we should go to CompUSA or something and get one of those guys to come down.
Get a computer guy to come in.
Yeah.
Right. That's not a bad idea.
We really should. I mean, no offense, Wendell. Don't take it so personally. Don't come in and throw your goddamn software at me.
What did he throw at you?
He threw a couple of Microsoft discs.
Didn't you throw it back? You threw it back, right?
Yeah. You're damn right.
Was it Windows that he threw at you? Or
I don't know.
That's whatever the Microsoft thing is that they're installing to do the phone screening program. It's a very expensive program, I'm told.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure that you could go to... Sam's Club, though, and you could buy two computers with two monitors that can send information.
But wait a minute. With radio stations all over the country, this is not the only talk show in the country. There's got to be software in place.
There is.
That you just buy from a broadcast operation.
Well, what we had was actually designed by our buddy Daryl Nichols.
Yeah, that was a homemade deal.
Right. And this is what they're trying to replace it with is what is supposedly one of the better ones. And the computer...
Well, why don't we just go to the radio store where the people in the radio business buy
That's
equipment.
What I was just saying. Why don't we just get the software from the... I don't know.
I think what engineering, I think, is trying to do is trying to make it be as good as it can possibly be, but they're just having trouble.
Oh, Christ, I don't care about the bells and the whistles and you know, the fact that, look, it's got lights. Hey, how about you guys just jerry-rig something so it says, line 3, Bobby calling from Sacramento.
Bobby Hill calling from Sacramento.
That's all I ask. That's all I ask. And if you've been working on it from 6 o'clock in the morning to 4:30 in the afternoon, and you haven't been able to noodle it through, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Where'd you see this chicken?
Down by the cement pond.
Cement pond?
Uncle Jed, that pond is the fanciest thing you ever did see.
Why, they are sex. So the cattle can walk right down into it and get a drink.
Like corn. Enjoy it a second time. Second time. The Bed of Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yes.
You know, Robbie, go get Wendell. I'm going to talk to this lady with a hairy ass. You bring him back in here.
Oh, dear.
I'm serious. I didn't start a personal attack on Wendell Hall.
No, you didn't.
Hello?
No, he really was very generic. I will tell you that. It was very generic. It only involved Wendell when he came in here. And
through his software.
You know, Wendell is very sensitive. I think we've established that fact. He's a very sensitive guy.
Listen, here is a lady with a hairy ass right now.
Oh, a hairy ass lady.
Our first. What is your name, my dear?
Maisie.
All right,
here
goes
Wendell.
Hold on a second.
I've got to
get this worked out with Wendell.
Can we have peace in our house?
Hi, Wendell.
I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
This has been unbelievable.
I'm sorry, too. It was not a personal affront at you, Wendell.
I know better than that.
It's a frustration.
I should have known that. I'm frustrated. It's you've been a PD, right?
Yes. Music
station?
So is he.
You guys ever work with Selector?
Constantly, sure.
Same guys. Same people make the software that we're trying to put in.
Okay, but Wendell, just I understand that the RCS Selector, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's a pain in the ass.
I know.
Why don't you just put some kind of WordPerfect on here? Why can't you just link these computers? Just take it down to the most basic element.
The beautiful idea that all these programs are supposed to do is that they talk to the phones, and when you drop a caller, call goes away. Nobody has to do anything about it. You're not looking up and seeing an old call that you got rid of 20 minutes
ago. I don't care about that. I just want to see the people who are on the phone now.
Understood.
That's all. Can't you guys just jerry-rig something with that?
It's, if we can't get this going, yeah.
Okay, because it's been seriously. I mean, I'm not...
No, we've been busting our butts on this for the last week.
I'm not busting your balls about this.
I'm sorry, man. I did not mean to go off like that. I'm just tired. I got in here real early. I was up early yesterday and got home late from football. Just...
Does anyone understand, listening to this, what kind of pressure cooker we work in? This is every day, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you see what we go through for you?
It might sound seamless to you, the listener, but I will tell you right now.
Bubbling underneath, Mike.
Oh, it's everybody. Bubbling underneath the surface is a cauldron of pure tension. And I'll tell you, in the year 2000, somebody's going off. Somebody's going to go off.
Wendell has taken the first step.
Oh, Wendell's got the most. Wendell has the most potential, I believe, to lose it. Don't,
well, Wendell,
just calm down.
Thank you. Thank
Wendell,
you so much.
Yep. Again, no, nothing personal.
No, we're cool. I apologize.
I apologize also.
Did not.
All I want is just somebody to get callers up on the screen. I don't care if the calls drop when the people are gone. I don't care if a light goes on. I don't care if you guys got all the bells and whistles.
Rockhead with a sign with magic marker right outside the window here.
Mike, we have already tried that.
It didn't work?
It does not work.
Oh, okay.
We were thinking, what about, you know, at Hooters, they got those clips on the wires, they just sort of shoot the orders toward the kitchen.
I know what you're talking
Wendell,
about.
Wendell, that would be better? You mean where they send the orders back to the kitchen?
Exactly.
Like in Mel's Diner.
Yeah, right. That'd be perfect. I love that thing.
That would work better than this piece of crap.
But I was thinking if I could go down to Hooters here and research that, I could expense it.
All right, listen, hold on. What if I was, can you get me on the net here?
You're on the net.
Okay. If I was to get my AOL account up here.
I don't know whether it'll run on NT.
You mean and tell them emailed the phone?
I was going to say, I just pull up my AOL account.
Right.
And Rockhead and Broyhill could just instant message me. Who's on the telephone?
Instant message you.
Instant message might work. Fire up Explorer there. Actually, I can do it from over here.
Okay.
All right. All right, we're going to try to, this is going to be, try to be a
while
quick
Wendell,
thing.
While Wendell is doing this, let's go back. I do want to talk to the girl with the hairy ass.
Yeah, while you guys have been talking, my hairs on my ass have been turning white.
Okay. Oh, really? You're getting gray.
Gray, white, man. I'm getting old here.
What is your name, my dear?
Maisie.
Maisie, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bethesda right now.
And Maisie, you have a hairy ass, honey?
Well, I'd say a little lustrous would be a nice way to say it. But, yeah, it's definitely full of hair.
Really? Full of hair?
Full of hair.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble, Maisie?
Oh, shoot. Nobody particular, because I'm, kind of have a unique look, but I'd say Selma Hayek.
Selma Hayek with a hairy ass.
Fantastic.
Mm. Okay, would you be willing to come down on Friday and either pull down your pants or wear a thong so we could see how hairy your butt is?
Well, yeah, sure. If I was wondering if they might be able to throw in a bikini as well, just kind of...
You don't have a bikini, honey?
Would you like us to have a bikini here for you?
No.
She means
I'm saying, like, the bikini hair removal,
oh,
too.
Oh, a bikini
just, like,
wax.
Just, like, the whole job, you know, not just, like, leave a little line there, you know what I'm saying?
You know, I don't know if it's just ass hair removal, but I'm sure you could discuss it with them. Yeah,
I'm sure they can work something out
we
with
can
it.
Work
yeah,
something
for
out
a
for
girl,
it.
They could throw that in. I don't think that would be
so
unreasonable.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
All right, yeah, hold on a second. We'll see you Friday, okay?
Okay.
Hold on, please.
All right.
That's Maisie.
All right, now, Wendell, you want me to type in my AOL information here?
No, I just got to download the Instant Messenger program.
Well, look at that. AOL Instant Messenger. See, you guys should have called me. I could have walked you right through this. Now we're getting it taken care of. Mike, you want to talk to an angry man?
Yes, I do.
All right, here is an angry man. Hello.
Mike, how you doing?
Oh, yes. Hi, how are you?
Listen, I'm doing great, and I love your show, but I sat there and called in on the, guess the laugh, National Laugh Contest, and I sit there, I have a proposition for you.
Mike, this guy called
the National Laugh Contest?
For the guest of the National Laugh Contest.
That's not what the contest is called, you idiot.
Okay. Well,
I was trying to tweak him up. I mean, he wasn't angry enough, but now he just doesn't sound angry. Is this really the angry man?
He's been angry.
Yeah.
All right, tell me.
That's what Rockhead or whomever.
All right, tell me what you're angry about.
Oh, nothing. I got hung up on.
You did?
Yeah, I got
Well, that was probably justified.
I'm sure that was already mentioned to you.
It probably was.
By one of our underlings.
Are you angry, sir?
No, I'm not. I'm not angry.
Yes, goodbye.
Yeah, that just wasn't thick enough.
Angry was your ticket to being on this show.
I got a little excited because he said Mike, and I was like all ready to handle him. I even called him an idiot. Didn't get him any angrier.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Please, for the love of God, turn your radio down.
A little more curmudgeon-y than angry.
My radio is down.
Thank you.
My radio God.
Okay, what? Hello.
Hello.
What?
I was stuck on the delay.
Pardon
my radio
me?
God, first of all, I have to say...
What did he say?
I was stuck on the delay. What does that mean? You were stuck on the delay. Please explain that.
Stuck on the delay.
What does that mean?
I was trying to hear myself and figure out when
I... Do you mean the delay?
D-E-L-A-Y.
I mean, I would normally say delay, but you said the delay?
I think I said delay.
Oh, yeah. And that reminds me. Does everybody out there listening know how you pronounce the city where the Lions play football? You pronounce it Detroit.
Yeah,
it's not Detroit. If I hear one more person say, today it's the Redskins and the Detroit Lions, I'm going to go ballistic.
The Detroit Lions.
All right, here you go.
Detroit, Michigan.
Lions and God bless the Redskins.
Hold on, watch this. We're
right next to the state of Illinois.
We're going to make some progress now. I'm going to type in my screen name.
God bless the Redskins. God bless the Hogs. God bless Joe Theismann.
All right.
God bless John Riggins.
Okay, all right. Let's go to password, Wendell. Can you move it down to password?
Yeah, you can tap down to it, or I can click there.
Yeah, why don't you click down to password?
All right.
Okay.
Now Don's going to put in his secret password. Okay, that's...
I think that's it.
Okay.
Retype to confirm password.
Okay. Gunsmoke.
And your email address. Okay.
Sexyboy at AOL.com.
All right, continue.
Sexy boy.
When you send information on the internet, blah, blah, blah. Okay, now we're going to get instant. The screen name you've chosen is unavailable. Someone has already registered it.
Welcome to the world of computers.
That's impossible.
That would be you.
Right.
Right?
So your screen name, what it is saying is your screen name is invalid.
Already an AOL member, please click
yes,
there.
Yes, I am. Okay, now enter.
There you are.
Oh, here you go. This is the way it works. I was going to think AOL was busy. What with the big merger with Time Warner and all?
Okay, there you go, Wendell. Enter your AOL screen name. Enter your zip code. Congratulations, you are registered for AOL Instant Messenger. Your new screen name is same as my old screen name.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Sexy boy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I guess, we're going to the bathroom. Let's go, man. Oh. Actually, it works.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
You know, I was going to mention to you about that AOL Time Life merger.
Yeah.
Yes. One of the guys who's like the vice president of some crap at AOL.
Right.
Is this guy that lives in my neighborhood. His name...
this is AOL country for anybody that wants to know, right here in Washington, D.C.
His name is Bob Pittman.
Mm-hmm.
And what's funny is I was watching this merger on TV today.
Right.
First off, Ted Turner, when he came up to speak, he said, aw, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times. He really did.
Aw.
So they're going through the do you need something, Wendell, or are you just waiting for this to download? They're going through all these guys are coming up and saying what this merger means. And then all of a sudden, this guy, Bob Pittman, my neighbor, comes on TV. And I'm thinking, I got two things with Bob Pittman. First, the fact that 20 years ago, when he was a program director,
right,
he flew me in for an interview at WNBC in New York, yeah, when he was the program director. Flew me all the way in, put me up at the Marriott Marquis. Well, thank you, Rockhead. Rockhead has just come in with a note that says, girls are on line 1, 3, and 6 with Harry.
Excellent. Adams. Wow.
I'll continue this in a moment, this diatribe. Hello?
Is this a girl with a hairy ass? I hear a hum.
See, that's the beauty of the show.
Yes, thank you.
We finally get the information, then nobody was there. Let me try line 3.
Well,
hello?
Lord knows how long she was waiting.
Hello?
That was Rockette writing and walking into the studio.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Wendell, did you do something to the phones when you were playing with the internet? Okay, because I got nothing on 3. Let me try 6. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, there we go. Hi, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
I love you guys.
I love you more.
No.
No, yes. You have a hairy ass?
I have a hairy ass question.
Okay, fire away.
I know that the asses, the cheeks are going to be what's judged.
Yes.
But when they do the procedure, is it going to include the anus?
No, it does not include the inside of the butt, just the outside.
But like that other lady, I'm sure that you could talk to them if you had, because I know what ladies are talking about. You're interested in having them get all that pesky hair out of the place where you do your business,
the
right?
The no-no place.
Mm-hmm. The no-no place, that's right.
Isn't it up to, I mean, you know, because didn't, on your card, did it say on your card, did it say anus?
No, it didn't.
It didn't.
It didn't.
Okay.
I ad-libbed that.
So it's just the butt cheeks.
Great ad-lib.
Thank you. You know what? I'm sure it would be up to you, and I'm sure that they would be more than accommodating.
Anything between you and the doctor is
between
private
you and
business.
You and the doctor. If you want to have the inside of your butt done, I'm sure they would do it. But the prerequisite for this contest is that you have hair on the outside of your butt.
Right. And let me ask you a question. Will you be touching the butt to feel for hair?
Or do
you
no, ma'am.
No, we can't touch anything. We're not allowed.
We will look close. Why, do you have very light hair?
Yeah. It's really light and fine.
Well, you can participate.
Yes, you're in.
Oh.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I've been told Yasmine Bleeth.
Oh, baby.
And Allie McGraw when she was young.
Oh, Yasmine Bleeth with a hairy ass.
Allie McGraw, wow, in her hottie days.
Hold the line, please.
Okay.
Hold on, we'll see you on Friday, okay?
Fantastic.
See you then. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Buzz, my butt is so hairy you could vacuum it.
Oh,
hello, Jorge.
Jorge, would this be the first call of 2000 from Jorge, Buzz?
Yes, I think it is.
I think it is.
Buzz, to celebrate the millennium, perhaps I should lay down and you can get your big hoover out.
No, I don't think that'll be necessary.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Thanks anyway.
Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Don, I have the hairiest ass of any man alive.
Really? How hairy is it, sir?
I was in Green Bay at the Packers-Cardinals game a couple weeks ago.
Yes?
You know how you got the guy who's always running around the football game with the shirt off?
Right.
We met him in the parking lot after the game. We bet a lot of money and a lot of beers. I dropped trowel, pulled off the shirt. The crowd screamed, I want hands down. It's a done deal.
So you have a gigantic hairy ass.
Yes, I do.
And you would be interested in having a laser hair removal.
Yes, absolutely, as long as they're very careful at what they do.
Where are you from, sir?
I live in Waldorf.
Waldorf,
yeah.
Maryland.
Yeah, they're very careful. They're professionals, and we want to thank...
It's the land of the hairy butt there.
Physicians Cosmetic Laser Institute, the only laser certified by the FDA to provide permanent body hair removal. Call them for a free consultation about your hairy butt today in 301 at 231-0017. Yeah, hold on. You're in. Hold the line, please.
I think for the guys, it's more important to, you know, get that outside taken care of. You don't want to go into that bad place for the guys.
Nay.
And be nasty.
What's the status on our AOL instant message?
Screen name and password time.
Okay. Here we go. Where do I,
Type in sexy boy.
All right.
Password.
Just push the down key. Here we go.
Okay. Choo-choo. Last long time. Password.
Okay, and then
enter.
Sign in, please. Starting service.
Starting the service.
And look at that.
Ian there?
Yes, we are.
What's up? You're in the instant messenger?
Yes, we are. And suddenly we've figured a way around the system.
What is this thing?
Isn't that right? See, we got the buddy list up here on the right-hand corner.
Mm-hmm.
We're on, right? Now, Broyhill, he'll get online and instant message me right now, please.
He's probably already there.
Well, hold on. We're not totally set yet.
What does it
say? Totally, totally set.
This wizard will help get you started with AOL Instant Messenger Service. Use your mouse, click on the button next to the topic you're interested in. We're not interested in any of this. Cancel. That's crap. Okay, here we go. Where's the instant message? Am I online?
Are you online now?
I don't know, Mike.
Oh, here comes something.
Ah, user Broyhill has sent you a message. Would you like to accept it? Yes. Accept it. And he's written hi. Now let me write back something at him. Eat me raw. Ha!
Hey.
Success.
F you. Broyhill writes back to you. F you, he writes back. Broyhill writes back.
Now the ball is in Broyhill's court.
Broyhill says,
not F you.
And now we're beginning to do too much communicating with Charlie Broyhill.
This is now just like in You've Got Mail, that awful
right.
movie with Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks, when they realized that they were both online at the same time. Okay, Wendell, thank you. Look at this now. If you would just want to come to me in the beginning.
That's right.
Problem solved.
That's right.
I'll be back in the back room cursing Bill Gates.
Gotcha. Problem solved. So now we can screen the calls through my AOL instant message.
That's right.
Beautiful.
And you can expense it.
Right.
You should expense it.
I think I get my AOL account comped.
But you do?
I'm pretty sure.
Uh-huh.
I better call my family, though, and tell them they're not going to be able to get on the internet during the entire show today.
Will this tie up your internet?
Mm-hmm. We've got all three of us on the same account, just with different screen names.
Hello?
Hey, buddy.
Hello?
Hey, Barty?
Yeah?
Hey, when you guys get home today, you won't be able to get on the web.
I know.
Okay? Because I need it for my show, so I can see...
Sure you do.
So I can see who's on the telephone.
We pay for AOL.
Oh, do we really pay for it?
Yes.
Well, didn't we used to... Ask Mommy, didn't we used to get it free a long time ago?
Didn't we used to get it free? 10 years ago, when it was new.
10 years ago. Well, I thought we were still getting it for free.
Not anymore.
Okay. All right. Well, just be advised. Do you need to go on the web for school or anything?
We don't have to, remember? We don't have to use AOL because we have Internet Explorer.
Oh, correct. Right. Beautiful.
So they can get on the net.
They can get on the net.
Yeah, okay, good.
Problem solved. How about that? Your father, the problem solver, Barty.
Ha!
Look at that. 6 weeks of crap. Took me 10 minutes to figure this out. And I got the Redskins promos in here.
Look at that.
How about that? Huzzah.
Huzzah.
Huzzah. Huzzah. So when you went to this fake ID place yesterday. Hey, Barty.
Yeah?
Did Mommy tell you I was talking about that?
Yeah. Where are the other places? Because I want to go to them.
Why do you want a fake ID?
Why not?
No, come on. Why do you want a fake ID?
That's my answer. Why not?
No, and I need a more specific answer than that. Why do you want a fake ID?
Do I have to tell you?
Yes, you have to tell me.
So I can buy stuff.
Buy what stuff?
Pornography?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You know what? See, that's why I have a good relationship with my son. That really is. Because given the two things that were hanging the balance there...
Yes.
I'd much rather have it that he wants to buy pornography...
Right.
...than he wants to go out and get loaded.
Mm-hmm.
Don't I already give you my Maxim magazine?
That's not pornography. They don't show anything.
Barty, Maxim is pretty darn close to pornography.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
not. I'm talking about buying Hustler, Dad.
Hustler. Oh, I'll talk about this with you when I get home tonight.
I thought that was going to come along there sometime.
All right, love you.
Love you, too. And it's not like you don't look at it. I remember when I found your penthouse stash.
Your father had a penthouse stash?
Yep, he had like 5 of them. And every weekend I check his bill and there are more like Playboy truck stop angel movies.
Oh, you're talking about the videos, about off the satellite.
Yeah, from like the Adult and the Spice Network.
Right.
The Pleasure Network.
Video truck stop angels. Right on. Love you.
Okay. Boob count. Love you too.
All right. See you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. No, look at this, Mike.
Hey, that's the maximum curiosity at that age, too.
Yeah.
You gotta understand. He's being honest.
I've just gotten an instant message that lines 3, 4, and 5 all have dudes.
Huh. Dudes with hairy butts?
Yes. The system is working fantastically.
And we have, what, 2 or 3? We have 2 or 3 ladies now for the hairy butt contest.
Why doesn't somebody just name me general manager of this station? Look at what a goddamn problem solver I am.
Got the promo in there for the Redskins. Got the system working.
Right. Beautiful. Of course, now this phone system will not work for the other disc jockeys because I'm not leaving my AOL account on.
No, but it's very easy if this is unable to be accomplished to set up an account.
That's how you do it.
You know, you set up an account for every show on the station.
Right.
Until we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike.